United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Let's go! Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is 7 minutes after the hour of 12 noon here on the 12th of December. And as you know, it's Christmas time, and, you know, Styx and I have a different sound of Christmas. So since Styx is not here today, I can play what I want. So I'm going to play that, all that crazy twangy, you know, Mama Ran Over a Reindeer kind of crap that you crazy country people listen to. You know what? Turn those mics up. One, it needs to be up, Larry, at the bottom. And so does two and three. Mark Manji's in studio with me, Larry Long's in studio with me, and we have a special guest here from Turning Point. Dr. Brandy's out on baby leave. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Go up a little bit more. And so what we've done is, inside of the studio, they have been taking rotations with other people that are there at Turning Point, and so Michelle Worth is with us, and we're going to talk about emergency care services and mental health. And I think she may take me back to the office with her when she gets done with me today, because she's going to find out that there's some emergency intake here. They already know me, but she's never really seen me in full working. But this is the sound of Christmas. Now, Mark, I played the donkey song yesterday. Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Isn't that a great song? I love the donkey song.
Mark,
it's one
that
of my favorites.
A Christmas song.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's Dominic the Donkey.
No.
There they go, born in the town. That's what they, you know.
Born in the town. Hee haw, hee haw.
They call him a chicharote. He's in a.
That's
a chooch.
Mark and. Styx and I had this conversation yesterday about Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas is supposed to be like, you know, white Christmas.
That.
Which we're
playing Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown is definitely Christmas.
That's definitely Christmas.
But you. Hee haw, hee haw. Let grandma get run over by a reindeer and the what do you get? They got a trailer Christmas or something. Hee haw, hee haw. Hi Michelle, welcome to Tracy and Friends. It is
Hello.
That time of year.
Did
pull
you bring
your
the couch? We need to sit down on the couch. Maybe
pull your
mic
to you.
We need some help over here.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Tracy and Friends.
Thank you.
Hee haw, hee haw. Hey, Larry, what's going on, Doc?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome. I'm glad to have everybody here today. It's Health and Wellness Day, and it is a day that we take a day apart, that we do not talk about politics. It sometimes it blends its way through, but we talk about health and wellness. And, you know, Turning Point is one of our partners, and Fit Family, and then Mason Wellness comes in and talks to us about all this. And we want you to chime in. Call us, the number is 347-945-5229. Also, the number is 330-781-9600, because we talk about mental health. And, you know, we hear a lot about mental health in the newspaper right now because of a lot of violence. Mm-hmm. But this is not new. And we don't have this conversation. And, Michelle, you deal with emergency intake?
Emergency services, yes.
So what is emergency services? What does that mean? Turn her mic up a little bit, Larry, for me, please. Turn her all the way up because she's going to be a quiet lady.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. You can be quiet.
Get me talking. I'll start
talking
louder. Emergency services, what we do is if anybody's in some type of crisis, they can come into our facility located on Belmont Avenue, and we'll meet with them, talk to them, and kind of determine what we can do or what they need. Do they need to go to the hospital? Do they need to come to our crisis unit? Or do they need to just get hooked up with services? So that's basically what we do. Also, if you are sent to the hospital for mental health reasons, we'll come out to the hospital and we'll do assessments out there and determine, same thing, do you need to go to the hospital, do you need to come to the crisis unit, or do you need to get hooked up with some services?
What does that mean?
Okay.
When I think of emergency, okay, let's look at what we think of emergencies. An emergency room is I break my leg. Emergency room is, emergency services is, how do I know that I'm in crisis? How do I know that I need to go right now for my mental health, not my physical health? Because if I break my leg, if I hurt myself, I'm really in a lot of pain, I know that I need, or if I get in a car accident, I know that I need to go to the hospital. I need emergency services. But when it comes to mental health, how do I know that I'm on the brink of really getting ready to crack down?
Right, I need some help. And that looks different for different people. Sometimes folks have extreme anxiety and they just can't deal. They can't sleep. They are having panic attack after panic attack after panic attack. Oftentimes we'll see folks that 'll come into the emergency room because of that anxiety. Or if you're severely depressed.
Paranoia?
paranoia, absolutely, or hearing voices, seeing things that maybe other people don't see. We call them hallucinations. Disorganized thinking, or if somebody stops taking care of themselves, they stop eating, stop drinking, stop taking care of their basic needs, sometimes they'll come to the hospital for those reasons.
Hmm. And when I go, what's the process?
When you go to the emergency room?
When I go to emergency services, when I say, okay, I'm at my break, I'm going to kill somebody, or I'm really, I'm having a nervous breakdown.
Well, there's two ways for
how do I go about this, and how does my family member go about this?
Okay, yeah, there's two ways that you can get seen by one of our crisis workers. You can come to our facility located on Belmont Avenue during the day, and we have workers that are full-time workers Monday through Friday during the week. So we'll bring you back, and we'll ask you a bunch of questions. We'll do an assessment, and then we'll hook you up with appropriate care.
Okay.
Or you can go to the ER, preferably St. Elizabeth's, because St. Elizabeth's Hospital does have a psychiatric unit. It just makes it easier for us. You will go to the ER, and then they will medically clear you, and then they'll give us a call, and then we come out, and then we'll do an assessment there.
At one time, Northside used to have a
psychiatric unit.
Right. And there was a floor there, and a lot of times people were admitted there.
Correct.
They no longer have that, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it's been several years since it's been closed. That's why I said preferably to St. Elizabeth's, because
okay.
It just, you know, they have the facility there. It just makes it easier for the folks, so that you don't have to, if you go to Northside and then you need to be admitted, then you're going to have to be transferred to someplace else.
Can I commit, Mark?
Well, I that's a serious question.
I know,
because if you look at the news the last couple of nights, and they've been going back and reviewing, you know, the shooting a year ago, they had a gentleman on, I don't know what show it was last night, who spent the last 6 months looking at the fellow that Adam Lanza, who did the shooting up there, and this guy's mental health background. What a topical issue today to talk about what you do to get folks the help they need and what you're allowed to do legally, because that's scary. Right,
that's why
now.
I asked her, can I commit you? Can I commit my? I mean, at one time you could, but you can't do that anymore, can you?
Well, there's definitely legal laws or whatever that are set up to protect individuals, but if you had a concern about Mark's stability, and maybe you were seeing...
And there's lots of people who do.
And maybe you were seeing some things that Mark was displaying. Maybe he's telling you that he's suicidal, or he's not getting out of bed, he's not eating, he's not drinking, he's responding to unseen others, you know, talking to himself, and he refuses to go to the hospital. He won't go.
Right.
Then you could possibly go down to what we call probate court, which is located at Market Street Courthouse, and then you can go and provide them with information and saying all these things, and then the court determines, well, yes, I think this person is sick enough that they are subject to hospitalization, and then they will send out police to pick them up, police in an ambulance to pick that person up, and then they will be taken to the hospital.
How long do they keep them down there at the hospital? Was it 72 hours?
It depends, because there's a difference between pink slip and probate. Probate court is when the court issues an order of detainment.
Right.
Yeah, and so when that person goes to the hospital, I believe they have to be there at least 72 hours, and then there's a hearing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearings are Friday mornings, every Friday morning, probate court. So anybody that's probated, they'll have a hearing. pink slip's a little bit different.
What's a pink slip? Yeah, that's not going to get fired or something. A pink slip
is actually just a piece of paper. But it's a document that is used to get somebody to a safe place. So people who can pink slip, I can pink slip somebody, the police, mental health officers, psychiatrists, and then doctors can pink slip individuals. So it is it is a method to get somebody into a safe place. So say you call the police on Mark because he's acting crazy, and the police come out and Mark makes some statements that he's going to hurt you or hurt other people, the police can pink slip him, and that will get him to the hospital. And then in that time, we have 24 hours to evaluate Mark and see if he needs hospitalization.
Who initiates that proceeding? Does it have to come through the police? If somebody calls the police, do you initiate the proceeding?
Of what?
The pink slip.
Well, it would be the police. If I go out onto a community outreach, sometimes people will call us and ask us to come out and do an evaluation, then I would initiate that process.
Okay.
You know, based upon an evaluation.
But if somebody's home saying, I'm going to put my head in the oven and turn on the gas, they could call the police,
yes.
The police would come out, and that's the procedure then. When they come to the hospital, they call.
Then the police will make that determination based upon what reports and based upon what the said person is, you know, because they're going to ask that person, are you going to put your head in the oven? Now, a client or that person can say, no, I didn't say that. I'm not going to do that. We're just fighting. The police can make that determination and not pink slip them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they have to have some pretty good evidence to, because you're taking somebody's rights away.
Sure.
You know, so there has to be certain evidence to warrant a pink slip.
You know, to piggyback on what Mark was talking about, the Lanza, here in Ohio, I was with Governor Kasich 2 months ago, and he brought up a statistic that was, like, baffling to me. Nearly 80% of Ohio's inmates we pay for every day with our taxes, nearly 80% of them are some kind of mental health issue. So he was looking, you know, because Kasich's a number guy, Tracy, he was looking at how much we're spending to incarcerate. But he's also looking on the flip side of that nearly 80% of it. So he's changed his way of thinking as far as maybe I need to attack.
The be proactive.
Yeah, be proactive on the mental health issue. So I get that. I mean, my sister-in-law went through. Now I was going to ask you this: is this a mental health issue? When her mother died, she had some problems being out around people and crowds and stuff like that. She wouldn't go out of the house.
But that's not an emergency case. That's just you need to go to a counselor.
To a counselor?
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
The facility you're at, do they deal with that type of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Turning Point Counseling deals with every type of mental health issue that you can possibly imagine, from emotional instability to temporary to permanent to diseases, even if they're triggered by drugs or mm-hmm. non-drugs for adults. They do a phenomenal job there, and they take everyone not based upon your income, just based upon you coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I just bring that statistic up on the prison population that we have here for the simple fact that some people may just look at that on paper and dismiss it. Oh, they can afford a budget cut. And actually, no, it will actually save us money if we
were more proactive,
on stuff like that.
Like education.
Right.
You know, if we started really dealing with education, we wouldn't have to deal with as much incarceration.
Well, you know, the whole issue of mental health is really coming to the forefront right now, and because if you look at the violence, you know, the people on the left are always pointing to guns. It's not the issue; it's the mental health issues. These people are all really need help when they go do these things, and it's not only that; it's the homeless who are schizophrenic. You can't force these people to take the medication if they don't want to. What do you do? I mean, I understand. Listen, I'm a libertarian. I'm a conservative guy.
I'm going to get you guys back on path. We're doing emergency services today.
Yeah, but what do you do? That's exactly the problem. So you have somebody who's schizophrenic on the street. You get them into a hospital. You can't keep them there.
Correct. But that's legislative, because remember when we had hospitals for the mentally ill, then there was a group of people that decided that they didn't need to have that.
Uh-huh.
They didn't want to fund that, and so they let everybody out. Everyone doesn't need to be
correct. Independent,
and we need to acknowledge, and when Dr. Brandy comes back, we're going to talk about inclusion a whole lot more, because I have a problem with we're trying to make everybody like everyone else, because everyone is not like everyone else. And when it comes to mental health, there are certain people who need assisted care. And we need they're lovable, they're special. They need to be treated with dignity and respect. They need to be loved and cared for. But they need to be inside of a facility that's going to keep them safe, keep them healthy, and keep them sane to the best of their ability. And thinking that if I'm going to be, and I'm not allowed to use the N-word because Dr. Brandley said no. The N-word is called nutty. No. I'm not allowed to say that.
I know.
Okay, everyone didn't know that. I make everybody blush, and they're like, hello? I'm not allowed to say that word. If we had not taken people's mental health and turned it into a taboo, we wouldn't have as many emergency services needed. Because if when I find that my child, I have a problem, maybe I would deal with it instead of saying I'm not going to deal with it because I don't want to be labeled as, quote, unquote, the N-word or the C-word. Michelle?
Or that I'm weak.
Correct.
That I have to buck up and
correct.
Get over this. And that's a stigma, you know. And also saying that people who are mentally ill are violent, that's a stigma.
Right.
That's not true. It's only a very small portion of people with mental illness commit violent acts. It's very, very small. But this is what we see in the news,
but
in the media.
It. We breed
it. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we feed people who shouldn't be fed violence. We treat people that shouldn't be treated with violence violently.
I'm guilty because when she was first explaining, so a mother that just had a baby, this postpartum...
Postpartum depression?
Yes. I mean, I didn't believe... I mean, I'm just being a man.
Oh, wow.
I'm just being honest. I didn't believe that until I saw a person...
Go through it.
And she committed suicide.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
To me, I was like, what? You know, I mean, I'd never seen it, heard it, and I was like, well, just buck up. My mom had four of us. You know, she never went through this.
Right.
I don't know that because now I talk to my mother. She did. You know what I mean? But she dealt with it her own way, but I can understand that.
But we are told to buck up.
We are.
Buck,
yeah.
We are told you're supposed to be a man or you're supposed to be a woman. You're supposed to be, you know.
And what does that mean?
Exactly. And when you talk about emergency services, I don't know how many times people will come in and say, I just don't know what's wrong with me and why I can't just get over this. And then when you talk to them and then you find out their story, you know, an individual who has worked all their lives and then all of a sudden they get a physical condition so they no longer can work, and then they start to become depressed, and then they're telling themselves in their mind that they need to buck up and get over it. And then when I talk to them, I say, well, you can no longer work. I mean, that takes I identify myself with my work. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
So if you can no longer do what you're meant to do, there's a loss there.
And it's a huge loss. Let me take my break. Hey, Matt, your mic's on. How you doing?
I'm good. You just said you were about to go to break, but I got a question for your guest when you come back.
Great. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It's 25 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. We'll see you on the other side.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit aiwhealth.com.
Fit Family. Unique. individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Now, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
I'm Harper Keegan with your headline news. Youngstown police say a driver of a Jeep blacked out, hit another car, then hit a pole yesterday morning. The driver, an elderly man, is believed to have had some kind of a medical issue. The accident happened in front of a McDonald's on Mahoning Avenue. At Austintown Elementary and Intermediate Schools, students are learning computer science or coding. The district is allowing students to do the 1 hour of code. Students are learning the basics of the language behind their video games, phone apps, iPads, and more. Over 2 million students worldwide are taking part in the program offered. And in Warren, detectives are busy working on a couple of homicides. A 16-year-old suspect in a Warren convenience store shooting is facing charges. He's accused in the shooting of another teen Sunday night. Then police are still investigating the fatal shooting that happened Tuesday night. They have someone in custody, but they aren't sure exactly what his involvement was. Detectives say it's too soon to tell if the crimes are connected. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
From the first shots fired at the Battle of Concord in 1775... this great country was founded on personal freedom and the private ownership of firearms. In keeping with that tradition, National Armory is working hard to support your Second Amendment rights. Visit National Armory, now at the old Buckeye Firearms location, in Streetsboro, Austintown, and Rogers, or online at national-armory.com. National Armory. Shoot. Hunt. Train.
You'll be in room 327.
We were with Keisha when she got extra savings on her hotel room. We were with Ken with the installation of a replacement battery.
San Antonio, here I come.
We were with Jeff when he created his online triptych routing.
And we'll be there with you.
Who are we? We're AAA. If you're already a member, renew. Not a member? Join and save $10 on a new membership through December 31st at AAA.com or stop by any nearby office. AAA, we're always with you.
Copeland Oaks Community is celebrating the holiday tradition of friendship and good cheer with a Christmas home tour on Sunday, December 15th from 2 to 5 p.m. Copeland residents are inviting visitors to tour their villas and apartments during the afternoon to enjoy their special Christmas decorations and interior designs. The home tour on Sunday, December 15th, will begin at the Copeland Bistro, located in the Lakeshore Apartment Building, where guests can enjoy holiday desserts. Bus transportation will be available from 2 to 5 p.m. for guests to travel through the Copeland Villa neighborhood and to the Copeland apartment locations. Copeland Oaks is located on 15th Street, just south of Sebring and north of Route 62, about a mile east of Alliance. Just follow the signs to the home tour. Find out more by calling 330-938-8217 or visit our website at copelandoaks.com.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
For companies going from garage to global,
to help you realize a better tomorrow.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229, and in studio I have Miss Michelle Ware. Worth. I told you I was going to mess it up.
Okay.
Michelle Worth. She's from Turning Point Counseling, and I've got to change Mark's headset. Because you can't hear, and I can't hear.
No, I can hear.
I can't hear.
You and I are on the same one.
Right.
Okay, I can't hear. Put it back the way it was.
No, you can't hear.
I can do it like this. That's
no, you
good.
Can't hear.
I look weird, but I'm okay. I'm fine.
You look weird?
we're good.
The number is 347-945-5229. It's 34 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. I hope you're having a good lunch today. It's nice and crisp outside, but it is wintertime in northeast Ohio, so I'm not surprised. Is anybody surprised that it's cold outside?
I am kind of surprised.
Why? Global warming?
Yeah, Al Gore told me we weren't going to have to worry about this anymore.
That's right. And Richard Nixon said no more gloomy days.
The sun is shining.
Sunshine. All right, we got one.
As long as the sun's shining, I'm happy. Give me sunshine, give me gloves, and give me a scarf and a hat.
Larry, you got it wrong. It's not global warming. It's climate change now. Because they couldn't explain it getting colder, so they changed the...
You better get us on task, Tracy.
We'll get us on task.
Health and wellness.
I'm very depressed because of global warming.
That was a great segue.
Can I commit him now? You got any pink paper?
I have a pink slip.
Hold on. I got a pink women. Hold up.
The green post-it won't work.
No, it's pink.
It's pink. I got a pink slip called Mark. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. It is Health and Wellness Day, and we have Turning Point Counseling with us for the first hour of the day. And right now we have Michelle Worth, and she takes care of emergency intake and emergency services at Turning Point Counseling. They, as you know, they have three locations. They have one in Struthers, one in Beloit, and they have one in downtown Youngstown.
Right, Sebring.
Sebring.
Right.
Sebring. How do you get people?
There was a caller that had a question.
Matt's out there. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. I just like to start off by saying that I might need Michelle's number just because of listening to some of the people on this show. Every once in a while, I might need some help. What? Oh, I'm not saying you, Tracy, of course. You know how that goes.
But those are my friends.
Matt Luna Reba goes on my Facebook page.
You know that they want the number too, just from listening to me. My question, and I don't want to stay too specific on something, but you guys were talking about postpartum depression. I just want to make I observe people quite a bit, and I kind of made an interesting connection about postpartum depression. And I was wondering, Michelle, if you've seen this or if you've made this connection as well. I've known people, women who have had postpartum depression, which were the last people on earth that I thought could come down with such a thing because they were extraordinarily loving and caring people. But they also had bouts with attention deficit problems or OCD or something to that effect. And then there's people who have had kids where I'm like, that's total postpartum. postpartum depression that's going to happen because of the way that they are. They're very crass or whatever, but they don't have those issues of OCD or attention deficit where they need to fit an infant or a child into their life and have to work their problems around it. Have you ever made that connection or talked to people about that?
No, I've never seen that before or made that connection. I'm not even sure if there is co-occurring or what do you call that?
Like, codependence?
Not codependence, but what he was saying, that connection, if evidence to say that this many people who have OCD have...
Like a corollary connection.
Yeah, that's a corollary connection.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's scientific fact. It's just something that I've observed, and I just found interesting that there might be a connection there, and I was going to to talk to some people about it down the line and see if there is, because I think makes sense.
You know what's really funny? Most people, and Michelle, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but most people have some form of OCD.
Oh, I don't. Why do you say that?
Because we all are stuck in habits. We may not call it that, but, I mean, we have some quirks that are about us. I mean, everyone has their own little way of
doing things, a system.
Some people have problems with squeezing the middle of a toothbrush, a toothpaste. And if they get married and almost get divorced because somebody comes in and squeezes it at the end.
Right. That's a habit or how
yeah.
you do things.
And it's how I do things, and I can't brush my teeth unless I have toothpaste that's squeezed from the end. Or you have people that, you know, I can't sleep at night if – the dishes aren't clean.
Okay. You really wouldn't be able to brush your teeth if somebody squeezed it in the wrong
there
end?
There are some people that are like that. I'm not one of those
okay.
people. I'm one of those people that if I don't get my way, I have problems. What? What?
No, I was
going to say that's all women?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know that. Local call, your mic is on.
Morning, Tracy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I would like to ask the doctor, what is the symptoms of somebody being delusional and being paranoid?
The symptoms of being delusional versus being paranoid?
Or paranoid.
Or paranoia? Okay.
Or paranoid.
Okay. Well, a delusion is like a false belief that something is real. So it can be somatic.
What do you mean by somatic?
Somatic could be like, I believe I'm pregnant, or I believe...
Can I believe that people are following me, they're not following me?
That would be paranoia, okay? Believing that you're somebody with magical powers, that you can read somebody's minds, or...
Somebody's out to get me?
That's paranoia. Yeah.
That's paranoia, right.
Because I had a buddy... And they kind of they diagnosed him with being paranoid and delusional about something that was that was known, and these doctors intentionally said that this guy there was something wrong with this guy, and they was joking around, but when it come to find out that nothing was wrong with him, he kind of stuck them with mild practice. That's why I was asking that. You know, I think that would be a bad thing to do to someone, and I mean I don't even think it would be good to joke with somebody like that. If you know that there's something not wrong with someone, why would you try to say that they're paranoid? I mean, that's just, I think a person like that need to be committed themselves, you know what I'm saying? Because that's crazy in itself. But you answered my question, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you comment a little bit about the physiological basis of some of these things we're talking about as opposed to, let's say, depression, for example.
Okay.
Depression is my understanding, from personal experience, it is basically a physiological disease as opposed to a mental disease.
Well, a mental illness is a medical condition. Okay,
all of it's medical.
All of it, right? It's a medical condition.
No, people. What I guess I'm trying to get is people don't understand. Somebody just doesn't have these things because there's something in their brain that's kind of mental and made up. It's connected to physical functions of the body. For example, and now Tracy knows this, I can't eat chocolate. If I have chocolate, I get extremely depressed. And they treated me for depression for 30 years, and it never worked. It took them 30 years to figure out it wasn't the medicine that was causing the problem, or not fixing the problem. It was I was eating something that was causing the problem. So I have to avoid chocolate, and there's a physiological reason for that. You go through and say, what happens when you eat it.
But is that a depression, or is that just a – because, you know, I'm a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they say coffee is a happy food, or it stimulates, it's a stimulant. And it alters your mood. And most people have the same
reaction
to this coffee. We look at chocolate as endorphins. You know, most women, we give us a piece of chocolate, and you know, we can try not to kill everybody in the house. would it be a different reaction based upon that?
Well, I'm not a medical doctor, so
you might as well be.
I'm not quite sure. I honestly, I've never heard of that before, as far as a food causing somebody to be depressed. But I would suppose any type of allergy or reaction can cause you to have.
Well, there's lots of bad stuff in chocolate that causes it. Things go up, things go down. Your body's producing chemicals. But the point I'm trying to make is that you talk about the stigma of mental disease,
mm-hmm.
like it's something that you can fix. When you say buck up, be strong,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, be a man, and those sorts of things, all of which has nothing to do with the problem, which may be, more often than not, basically based in physiology. It's a physical condition as opposed to a mental condition.
Right. The thing is a lot of people, when I say buck up, or they say in their head buck up, is they don't seek help. Because I'm not supposed to be depressed. I'm supposed to get over. So they might not go to their doctor and say, hey, I'm struggling here. I'm not feeling well. You know, let's work on this together. Let's see what's going on. That's what I mean by, you know,
bucking up,
the bucking up in this.
And society, you know, at large, even with, like, Larry, you were talking about postpartum depression, because I want to go back to emergency services, because I need to ask her when I have a baby. I know I'm going to have postpartum depression if I have one. I know that. When do I check myself in?
Well, hopefully you...
Because, see, a lot of times we don't know when to check in, and that's why bad things happen.
Right. Hopefully your doctor, you know, your OB is going to be working with you and checking on you to ask you those kind of questions. But if you find yourself having thoughts that you have never had before that are disturbing to you, maybe thoughts of harming yourself, maybe thoughts of harming your baby, crying and not being able to stop, getting in a funk and not being able to get out of it. You know, people talk about like this veil of just sadness that kind of comes over them. When you find that you can't shake that, that's when you need to go get help.
Now, me as not the person, I'll put Jen out there.
Oh,
so that's what
I'm gonna get you.
Yeah. what am I to look for? Those type of things? Because if she's not telling me that she's thinking about, so what am I looking for?
Yeah, what are we looking for?
With a woman, maybe some disinterest, maybe seeing that they might be going through the motions but don't seem to have connection, maybe not responding to other people as well, you know, kind of isolating themselves. Certainly if they're sleeping more and not getting out of bed, if they're not appetite changes, you know, maybe not eating or eating too much, or not sleeping, you know, not able to go to sleep, crying. Certainly check, you know, certainly ask questions.
Okay.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling okay? You know, I'm worried that you might have the baby blues. Are you having any baby blues? You know, are you feeling?
Does everyone have baby blues?
I'm not sure. I did.
Okay, that's Brandy.
I did with both of my children.
Did you have baby blues?
I had a little bit of baby blues. Normal. I think some of it's normal. I think because after you have a baby, you have like your hormones are like, ooh, there's no baby here. Where are we supposed to go? So for mine, they just kind of leaked out of my eyes. But. You know, it was very short term for me. I was very fortunate in that I, you know, it was just a, you know, couple, maybe a week or so where I just, you know, would cry at the drop of a hat and not know why. And it went away. But if it doesn't go away,
okay.
If it doesn't go away, you know, that's when you say, well, let's talk to the doctor about this. You know, let's talk to the doctor.
Let me ask you about suicide.
Okay.
Suicide, because suicide is an emergency service.
Absolutely.
And a lot of times people feel suicidal but don't want to own up to their thoughts of suicide. So they don't want to die, but they want to go kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do dumb stuff to kill themselves, but they really don't want to die.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of calling 211 and saying, I need help.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that for me, please. Because I when I look at emergency services, I know that is one thing that is very much of an emergency, but you need to go get help right then.
Right. And absolutely, call 211. They're trained people. There's people out there that are willing to talk to you about, you know, your thoughts and your feelings, you know. And at emergency services, same thing. I mean, we have people just to come in and we'll talk about those kind of things, and it helps them to feel better, you know. And it's not, at least at Turning Point, it's not an uncommon thing. I mean, we see it, you know, in emergency services, I see it quite often. So, you know, sometimes just hearing that you're not alone, in that you're not the only person that sometimes feels this way. And we talk about, you know, how can you get through those kind of feelings? How can you process through those feelings? How can you cope? Sometimes people have chronic suicidal ideation.
Mm-hmm.
So, helping them to develop some coping skills to deal with it. I mean, sometimes it's worse than others.
Is a lot of that based upon environment or based upon being reared?
I think it's a multiple factors. Okay. It could be environment. It could be your personality. It could be, you know, how things that have happened to you over time. It could be, like, trauma, you know, if you've had multiple traumas in your life. You know, it just depends on a lot of different factors, I think.
Matt, you were saying something. What was it?
It's funny because she was mentioning being in a funk and not being able to get out of it. I have a brother, and nothing, you know, how can I put this? Nothing, you know, major as far as any type of trauma is happened in his life. I mean, we lost our parents and such, but outside of that, literally, and I love my brother to death. He's been in a, I'm 39 years old, and since I've known him, he's been in a 39-year funk. He is an extraordinarily depressed person. We have great conversations. He has kids. He goes about his career. He gets up every day and he does things, but everything bothers him. Like my sister and I, for certain reasons, we don't talk. And if I start to get into that conversation about that with him, he'll clam up and he says he doesn't want to talk about it. He has been in a depressed state since I've known him. But I don't sense a suicidal part of him. He raises his kids. He goes to work. But everything he does, he has clammed up. He got married. He got divorced. And now he doesn't go out of the house. He refuses. He doesn't like people. I'm not worried about him committing suicide, but I'd like him to be a little happier. Do you have any advice of where I could go with him?
Well, have you asked him? Have you told him that this is how you feel about?
Yes, and he freely admits that he's depressed, and he doesn't care that he's depressed. He just goes about his life.
Hmm. Would he talk to his doctor about it?
Probably not. That would be a battle just to get him in.
That's difficult. I mean, there could be possible books that he could possibly read, or encourage him to go and see a counselor that maybe, you know, maybe talking to somebody would help him try to figure things out and how he can become happier, if there are some things that he can do to improve his mood. Give him our number and, you know, say, hey, here's a number. Why don't you just give him a call and talk to him and see what they're all about? It's
and, you
hard.
Know, we do that. We do that. We have good conversations. And he lives in Minnesota, so, you know, I don't see him. Well, the last time I saw him after 10 years was just a few months ago. So it was a long time since I'd seen him. But we talk a lot on the phone, and we have a good time. We laugh together, you know, and we share our stories. But, man, at the end of the day, and it's from what I hear from everybody around him, including his kids, they say he doesn't want to go anywhere. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. He genuinely doesn't like people. He'll have good conversations and pretend, but he's just so clammed up, you know, and I don't know how to push him in the proper, like you just said, give him our number, which I would gladly do. But how do I go about nudging him in that direction in a positive way to where he might actually consider it?
Yeah, the best thing that you can do is just to continue to support him and tell him how much you care and how much, you know, you want him to be happier. It's hard because something has to happen within in us to make that decision of when we want to change. You know, we all go through that. So something must happen for him to say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I'm gonna try something different. You know, and who knows, everybody's motivator is different. You know, everybody has...
Yeah. Something sparks them.
Right. So the best thing you can do is just to continue to encourage him and support him. And I don't buy him a book for Christmas.
What else about emergency services have we not talked about? What do we need to talk about that I have missed?
Well, the only other thing that we didn't talk about is I also manage a crisis unit. We have an 18-bed...
What's the difference between a crisis unit and an emergency unit?
Well, it's a crisis stabilization unit. So say you come in and you're in a crisis, and you meet with one of our workers, and we've decided, you know what, I think you should come and stay with us for a couple of days.
And Mark, is your bag packed?
My wife keeps it by the door. She threatens me all the time.
And you can come. It's hospital-like, but it's not a hospital.
Okay.
Is it
your facility?
It's at our facility, correct. And it's a voluntary program. So it's not a locked facility. You come in. Average stay is 3 to 5 days. You have an opportunity to meet with a doctor, get on medication, and you can attend groups. They have groups 2 times a day and recreational activities. And while you're there, we get you hooked up with outpatient services. So we can get your case open. We can hook you up with a counselor, case manager if you need it, drug and alcohol counseling if you need it. And that's a good way to kind of start the ball rolling. So sometimes people don't need to be in a hospital, but, you know, to wait a couple of months to see a doctor, because it does take time to get in to see doctors, this is a way that you can get help quicker. And sometimes people from the hospital will come and stay with us.
Let me ask you this. People who are diabetic, mismanaged diabetics, or mismanaged diabetes is very crucial to mental health.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And when you look at crisis centers and when you look at emergency services, there are times that you need to, because of the lack of management, with the disease of diabetes, you need to go into a crisis center and or a emergency unit.
Right. Well, you have to be medically cleared.
Okay.
So if you were having a diabetic crisis,
right,
and sometimes they show symptoms of mental illness,
yes,
disorientation, correct, agitation, all of that stuff, you need to go to the hospital for
correct
that. Okay. You need to be.
And then they'll move you over.
Right.
Okay.
When you're ready. You have to be medically stable to come to our unit. We don't have a medical doctor on our
okay
facility. But, yeah, we would make sure. So even if you were to come into our facility and you were kind of struggling like that, we would call the
okay
ambulance and send you to the ER.
Because I want people to really understand mental health, there's a lot of things that will trigger your need for emergency service or crisis center or mental health issues.
Right.
You'll be surprised that you can go from completely sane one day to the next day snapped.
Well, certainly medical conditions can cause that. You have an infection, you know, you become confused, you become disoriented. Yeah, absolutely. One minute you're fine, and then the next minute
you're down.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's why sometimes it's very important to go to the hospital to get tests to make sure that there's nothing medically going on.
Private caller, your mic is on. Hello? You just called in. Your mic is on. You pushed the one. Okay. Want to thank you for coming in. I appreciate what you guys do there.
Thank you.
I really do. It's a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
I love my job. I love it.
Wow. That's kind of...
Well, that was...
We've got
to
talk about the management over there at the Turning
Point. I love it there. I mean, we are a great agency, work with a lot of talented people. There's just so many people who really love what they do and really want to help.
People care.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's what I was thinking to myself. I was like, okay, if I did, because I'm not in that, if I dealt with that every day, how do you cope?
That is a really good question, because when you're seeing people in crisis all day long, I mean, it is a high-stress job. Exercise, definitely talking with my other coworkers and being able to process things and stuff like that, and then having a supportive husband and family, a support system, just like everybody. Everybody needs a good, healthy support system, so I make sure that I, you know, have that in my life. And exercise is a big thing. Eating right is a big thing. Not drinking too much.
Right.
You know, not taking drugs, those kinds of things.
The reason I bring up Tracy is because my brother is a cop, and he has, you know, that's a whole different type of stress level there. But we have this code that when, because I normally don't talk to him about his job, but there's certain times when he needs to talk, and we know, you know, he'll give me that look, and I'm like, okay, tell me. And so he bounces it off me. He's not bouncing it off other police. He's just telling me this stuff that he sees, because it's not.
That's very good, because a lot of law enforcement, you're not allowed to talk about. You know, they have that sense that, you know, if they're struggling and stuff, that they might not talk about it.
Right.
You know, so it's good that he has somebody to have.
Yeah, when you were talking Buck up, that was who came to my mind, because, you know, the alcoholism is big with cops and the stress level and different stuff. So
that's a lot.
We have this thing. He talks to me. I don't say anything. And he's good. You know, that's his. But, you know, he doesn't do that often. But when he does, I'm like, okay, I'll stop whatever I'm doing and hear him out, because it's that.
It's needed.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that he has that, you know, in you and is able to.
Yeah, you were saying to buck up, and that was immediately what I thought about.
Absolutely.
That was great.
That was great? You know what? I'm done with my first hour, and Turning Point's getting ready to turn into exercise. And she talked about how she keeps herself going by exercise, and so now you've got to get out, because I've got trainers coming in, and they're going to look at the potato chips behind me. And you talked about exercise and making people happy, and now I'm going to be in trouble. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Want to thank Michelle Worth for coming in with us. She's from Turning Point Counseling. They do a wonderful job down there, and if you need anything, if you know of anyone who needs it, don't leave yet. If you know of anyone who is doing anything, please call them. You hear their numbers. You hear the commercials here. They're with us every day on commercials, but they're partner with us. They come in here every month. They're here for you if you want help. Call 211 and say, listen, I need some help. And we'll be right back.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Listing that band is a good idea.
You think that crying baby is bad? Imagine your next flight with a little of this mixed in. Even FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler says he empathizes with passengers who don't want to hear cell phones and people talking loudly on them in midair. But the FCC says it is time to revisit what it calls outdated rules regulating phones on planes. The public gets to voice concerns before the FCC takes any final action.
ABC's Scott Goldberg, a little holiday spirit could help if you're going to be on a plane in the next few weeks.
Airlines for America is projecting a 2% increase in the holiday period travel. We look at a 21-day period from December 16th through January 5th.
The industry's group chief economist, John Heinlich, says the busiest days will be next Friday, Thursday, and Friday after Christmas, and January 3rd. They may not agree on much, but the top Republican and the top Democrat in the House both like a compromise budget plan.
I came here to cut the size of government. That's exactly what this bill does. And why conservatives wouldn't vote for this or criticize the bill is beyond any recognition I could come up with.
Speaker John Boehner, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi agrees.
Certainly not achieving this would not have been a good signal, but I don't under or overestimate the power of this one event today.
Both members are hoping that they will pass it when the full House votes on it today. Need to get a flu shot? CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden says it isn't too late.
Vaccination ideally should occur before flu is circulating widely, but as long as flu is still spreading, it's not too late to get vaccinated.
The CDC says the shot led to 79 fewer hospitalizations last year. The Dow is down 110 points. This is ABC News.
Gastric Bypass No Surgery.com. Gastric Bypass No Surgery.com. We are Roca Labs, the sole inventor of the gastric bypass no surgery. The formula replaces the expensive and dangerous surgery by creating a natural gastric bypass effect. Roca Labs is probably the strongest non-surgical weight loss solution in the world. Roca Labs has over 100,000 success videos on YouTube. Roca Labs, gastric bypass, no surgery, creates an immediate gastric bypass effect with no surgery. Your obesity can end with gastric bypass, no surgery.com. Gastric bypass, no surgery.com.
Most people love their smartphones, but a new study by a research company suggests we're starting to question whether it's a healthy relationship. ABC's Karen Chase explains.
After a long romance with technology, Americans are starting to rage against the machine, according to trendcasters at JWT Intelligence. Analysts say the pressure to keep up with the latest device has triggered a backlash toward embracing all things human. And after years of burying our heads in digital devices, we're beginning to look up and smell the roses.
As our lives get more virtual, we'll place a premium on sensory stimulation.
Analysts say people are reassessing their relationships with technology and trying to live in the moment more. Karen Chase, ABC News.
The 2014 Golden Globe Awards could be a victory lap of sorts for the final season of the TV drama Breaking Bad. It was nominated for Best Drama Series, and it earned Bryan Cranston a nod for Best Actor. The show that swept the major awards earlier this year, Homeland, was shut out of the majors this time around. Daria Altinger, ABC News.
Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage, and right now is one of the best times to refinance in decades. And here's why. First, mortgage rates are at their lowest point that they've been in months. Second, when you refinance with Shore Mortgage, you might be able to skip a payment, freeing up some cash flow to pay those holiday bills.
Everyone is talking about the Humane Society of Columbiana County Animal Resource Complex, located at 721 East Pigeon Road in Salem. It's 6,000 square feet of climate-controlled space with rubber comfort flooring where you and your pet can play, learn, and socialize. Operated by the Humane Society of Columbiana County, the complex also offers interactive pet toys, pet treats, fun t-shirts for the humans on your shopping list, and private and party appointments available for you and your friends, furry or otherwise. Gift certificates are a great choice and also available. Stop by the Humane Society Animal Resource Complex 7 days a week or call 330-332-8622 for more information. The Humane Society of Columbiana County Animal Resource Complex at 721 East Pigeon Road in Salem. The place where your pets get to play and you learn to sit. Visit our website, ColumbianaHumane.org. Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized. And promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at FitFamily1.com. That's FitFamily1.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Turns out you can use the Internet to get a free quote on state minimum car insurance from Safe Auto. Just go to safeauto.com and see for yourself. The best part? It's quick and easy. You can also call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe, spend less.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
The Lord is come. Let her receive her key. Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature
Hey, we're back, and you want to listen to Tracy and Friends here on Health and Wellness Thursday, and this is Christmas. I don't know that honky-donky kind of ha-ha. That's not Christmas. Yeah, Larry, you're up.
I like the donkey. Those are my people.
No. The donkey, he-haw, this is Christmas.
He was over there partying, so it was all good. He was bobbing and moving.
What was he playing?
Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey.
Oh my
God!
Either one of them.
That's a they're
I didn't
wonderful.
Say anything was wrong with it. I said it's not Christmas. Hee haw, hee haw.
It's all Christmas.
Hey Matt, I'm not proving my case very well, am I?
Well, you know, I being Italian myself, I kind of was raised on Dominic. But I have to say, I kind of have to laugh at it now and just go, it's a Christmas song, but it doesn't represent, you know, that Christmas mood.
No, at all.
No, not at all. I would say a little bit, but, you know, it's kind of like listening to, you know what one of my favorite comical Christmas songs are? Is the 12 Pains of Christmas. It makes me laugh every year.
Oh, I like that one, too.
Hold on.
Makes me laugh.
What?
You've not heard that? It is funny.
I cannot believe it.
Go ahead, Tracy.
I've never heard of that before.
The 12 Pains of Christmas? You've never heard of that? Where the guy's stringing up the lights and having...
Stringing up the lights, yeah.
And it's great. If you've never heard it, Google it. You'll laugh all the way through because a lot of it is true. It really is.
It is.
Hello, how are you, local call?
Hi.
heard you had some guests on that were the Turning Point.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if any of them can help me get on the plane for the first time since I was 15. I'm getting on a plane in the next few weeks, and I'm a little bit fearful. I haven't been on a plane since I was 15, and I'm in my 50s now. So.
Well, they're gone, but I can help you.
No.
I can, too.
Right.
Just jump.
Oh, no, you're making it worse.
No, listen to this. One, there are more car accidents than there are plane accidents. That's true.
Right.
True. I mean, you just go on. You might, if you want to take something, make sure you take some gum with you, your favorite type of gum, so if your ears pop, you'll have it. And just go for the ride and enjoy. And pray that you don't have kids sitting next to you.
Or behind you. Really behind you.
That's
the
true.
Main.
Yeah.
If I could give some advice, too.
Okay, go ahead, Matt.
I'm a frequent flyer. It's not just on jet airliners. I love small airplanes, and I used to skydive. I haven't in a few years. But one way to get over it, if you have a local airport by you, and you find an instructor, a pilot who does small planes like Cessnas or something like that, and ask them if they would be willing to take you up in the small plane for a half an hour. It might cost you, I don't know, $20-$30, but I'll tell you what, when you get up and you're actually sitting next to the pilot and you realize, you know, what small planes do, and they'll explain it to you while you're up there. And what the structural integrity of the aircraft is. They'll give you all the specs, and they make you feel more comfortable. Take that small plane ride, and then when you get on that airliner to go wherever you got to go, it'll be so much easier because you have a better appreciation for the safety and for the skill of the pilot. That's my advice.
That's probably true, but if you're able to do that, you'll be able to stand on top of the actual jetliner. You won't be afraid anymore.
Well, don't tell her that.
Well, because flying on a small plane is, if she's able to do that, that's a good suggestion. But if she's able to do that, flying on a small plane is a little bit more intense than flying on a large jetliner.
But actually, I go in there and go to sleep, and I make myself. How far are you flying?
That was going to be my suggestion.
It's at least 3 hours, isn't it? Two and a half. You know, I make myself overly tired, so when I get there, no.
Yeah, come to our gym the day before. We're working out all day, and
by
the time you get to
Larry.
By the time you're able to fly, you want just sit on in the seat and wake up when you're landing.
I'm so tired when I get on the plane. I'm doing good if I'm awake on the way out.
Well, you know, the reason...
Yeah, longer, even mid-flight. Mark, what are you doing up there?
I am in all sorts of trouble here.
Turn it down.
We'll get this.
Yeah,
Allegiant's a good airline.
Yeah,
a nice airline.
Yes, I've been on Allegiant in the past, yes.
Hey, Tracy, your caller is talking. I can't hear her.
She said Allegiant Airlines. It flies out of Youngstown Muni Airport. It's a wonderful airline. You'll enjoy it, and then, like I said, go in there, get tired. You know, make sure you're not don't psych yourself up before you go.
I don't need Xanax.
No.
I would.
Booze will get you over.
Oh yeah. What kind of booze you drink?
It depends on how you react to alcohol. Because if some people drink alcohol and it excites them, and all it will do is agitate you. If you want to take a muscle relaxer or a relax, you might want to do that to calm your nerves. But don't take anything that's a stimulant that may excite you going in there.
Yeah, well, Trace, at a higher altitude, the alcohol could affect you differently. So
yeah.
Than it does if you're on land. You've got to be careful of that.
Yes, I'm not a drinker.
You definitely don't want to do
that. You don't want to do that. Take a Benadryl.
Benadryl, what?
Take a
simple motion sickness.
No. Benadryl.
Benadryl
will knock a horse out.
I guess we need to ask her why Is she afraid? I mean, when she was 15,
that would be the proper question.
That is,
you guys never
be so logical.
Rather than us running around mouth.
I just thought we should ask that question.
Okay,
that'd be a smart way to solve the problem.
Okay,
Tracy.
You know, when you're a teenager, when you're 15, you're not fearful of anything. You're just everything's like an adventure. But then you learn to be afraid. I think that's what it is. The older I got, the more I was fearful about getting on planes. But when I was 15, I was gung-ho for everything. I would probably jumped out the plane. But now, at the age I am now, I'm more, you know, you just get that tendency.
You know, I'm telling you, a small plane ride is the way to. My son, I have a 10-year-old son. My daughter is fearless of everything. She has no fear of anything. She'll go on any amusement park ride. She'll go on any roller coaster. She loves it. My son will not, almost, a merry-go-round almost terrifies him. He gets that look on his face, and he is terrified. We went to my local, I live over here by Kent State Airport, and we went there, and he said, I want to try a plane ride. And you could see he was completely, he was just trying to be brave. And once we got in that plane, he loved the ride. He loved the fact that he was next to that pilot and understood what was going on. I'm telling you, the small plane ride before you go is key. I think it'll help you out a ton.
Go ahead, South Carolina.
And
now, I want you to know you're getting advice from the peanut gallery for real. Go ahead, South.
Well, if she did it when she was 15, you know, and she's terrified of it, I would put it up to, you know, chalk it up to saying that you just got smarter, that's all. At 15,
no.
You got no. You're fearless. You're scared of nothing. You're 6,000 pounds and 9 foot tall, impermeable. So, as you get older, you understand. You know that was really stupid. So, with age comes wisdom.
But flying.
I don't like to fly.
Yeah. I love to fly.
Yeah. I don't fly. Well, I'm a close before 9/11.
I love to fly. I get my best sleep on the airplane.
I do too.
My biggest thing was somebody else's control. You know, if I'm driving, I know it's mine. That was the biggest thing. But it's a fact of life now. You have to fly. I mean, back in the day, I'd drive anywhere.
Aretha doesn't fly to this day. She still rides around on a bus.
Yeah, well, I ain't got Aretha money either.
Go ahead.
Flying is one of my biggest fears. I've flown on helicopters in Vietnam. I've flown across the country and My first flight was on a two-engine prop plane, and when we were flying, it dropped about 30 feet. We almost came out of our seats. But in order to get over the fear, I looked at, you know, what is your clock in life? Everybody has a clock in life, and if you worry about every little thing, you're not going to enjoy life. So that's the way I kind of look at it anymore. I get on a plane, and hopefully there's not a small child behind me, or there's not someone that wants to talk for 100 miles an hour, that kind of a person. Just enjoy it and don't worry about it, because your clock in life you can't
change it.
Can't change that.
And if you flew on UH-1s in Vietnam, yeah, you shouldn't have any fear of flying at all.
hold on, guys. What did you say, caller?
So that even makes me feel worse about being afraid. So I just figured I was just going to give myself a nice long prayer before I got on the plane.
I do that anyhow.
Yeah, and then I also wanted to know if anybody has any bad TSA stories, because that's another concern.
Don't go with a whole lot of bank. Make sure that your carry-on luggage is you don't have any more than 16 ounces of fluids. Make sure that your shoes are easily coming on and going off. And don't wear a lot of stuff with a lot of metal in it. Like, don't put on your studded pants.
read the rules. Just read the rules so you're comfortable what you have to do. Because
you have an easier time getting out of Youngstown, but getting back home, you're going to have a hard time.
Right.
And I'm just being honest about that. Getting out of Youngstown, getting out of Akron, you're going to have an easy time getting through TSA. If you're going into Florida, a larger city, coming back out of there, they're going to jam you up. So just make sure you go by the rules. And like I said, don't have a whole lot of metal on you.
The rules are on the Internet also. So.
Yeah, the best one would be the shoes.
Yeah,
the shoes. Slip-on shoes, because, you know, once you get through there, then you got to go find somewhere to sit down, tie your shoes. The slip-on shoes are huge.
I've been on an airplane. I almost had to strip and go naked. So did you just whip my clothes here? What? So, I mean, so TSA, and make sure you get there in a timely manner. Youngstown's going to be, like I said, easy to get through. You're going to have a hard time getting back in coming out of Florida. But, you know, make sure TSA is just go for the ride, have your license out, have your ticket in your hand. Get there on time. Don't be like OJ having to run through the airport, because then you will have anxiety when you get to the plane.
And they don't expect
no. Okay. No, you can see your stuff going straight through.
It just
and
expect.
You're welcome. What'd you say? What'd you say, Matt?
I was just going to say, expect to spend the day. When you wake up that morning, expect to spend the day. That's
travel. And just go for the ride. Enjoy the day. You know, take a little extra money so you can buy your beverage on the other side of TSA, because they're going to take your water if you have it.
I heard they're supposed to be starting to allow phone calls on the plane
gonna
too.
Miserable.
That's gonna be awful.
Man.
Above 10,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Can you pay for it? Can you use your cell phone, or do you have to
use
theirs?
Your cell phone.
Oh,
10,000 square feet.
Can you have to pay for it extra?
No.
Unless you got roaming charges, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's
that's
you know.
She can do what I do.
What's that?
I take the train.
No.
Yeah, I do.
Train take too long, Mark.
Yeah,
the train is cool, Tracy. The train, that's one of the most
not when you're
rides
you're trying to get somewhere. I'm going back to health and wellness, guys. It's Fit Family. And I need a good trainer and get my 50 pounds off by
You already have a good trainer. You just need to get active and come to work.
Tracy?
She went shopping.
She's ready to hit me now.
What'd you say, South Carolina?
I can't believe you just took that stand. I need a trainer. Ain't nobody out there to help me, but you don't want to do the work? Oh, my God.
And her trainer's sitting right beside her.
Brother, I got 20 pounds of potato chips sitting in the studio.
It's unbelievable.
Her trainer is sitting right beside her, and she said she needed to get a trainer. That was
potato chips, cookie, a book of cookies, nuts, roasted nuts, honey roasted nuts, dried nuts. I mean, this is unbelievable.
You missed the
under
pizza.
Her the pizza.
There was pizza.
You missed the pizza.
You missed the pizza.
You know what?
And pizza?
Guys.
Oh, my God.
She wanted it. She paid us. She was telling Mark and I that she was going to give us money to hide all this before
That's
we got
right.
here.
I just can't believe that, Tracy.
Oh.
Tracy, I don't know what to say, Tracy.
And
you need
what
to have a strong
is.
Talking to with her. You got to talk to her and get her on the straight and
we
narrow.
We can't watch her 24/7.
You know what's funny is
what
Tracy takes great pride in Health and Wellness Day on Thursdays, and this is what she gets. I think that's hilarious.
It is kind of tough, isn't it? Okay, there's a 50x50 challenge here.
Does that come before you come to my house to bake cookies or after you come to my house to bake cookies?
Mark, do you have to tell everything that you know?
Oh, my.
I have to spend some time with his wife. She would really be she'd feel bad if I didn't spend
Are you
Christmas
donating the cookies or what's happening with the cookies? You can bake them. What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to bring them to the Fit Family.
No.
That isn't going to happen. We know better than that.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring them to the gym when I come.
Yeah.
On my way there.
No.
Cookie day is gone. It's passed. No more cookies.
That's what I'm going to bring a cookie. I'm going to bring extra cookies in on non-cookie day so they'll have cookies.
When's her next workout? I want to be there for that one.
It's supposed to be tonight. She's already came up with an excuse saying, I don't think I'm going to make it tonight. You be there.
Bring a camera, too.
Yeah, I may have to come back up to just because. What'd she say, Mark? She said, I need a trainer, and the one's right to her left.
Yeah.
Then she's talking about cookies.
Yeah.
And we told her about the trying to get us to hide all that.
Pizza.
And we're eating pizza.
I didn't bring up cookies. You brought up cookies, Mark. Just because I asked for cookies, you don't have to go tell people I asked for cookies.
That's because I care about you.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm glad we had the mental side first, and now we're talking about this.
You got to get the show back here.
So we got to have an intervention with Tracy.
Yeah.
We got to give Tracy an intervention.
There needs to be. Now, guys, 2014 is the 50x50.
And what are you saying?
50 pounds by the age 50.
And what are you saying?
I will be 50 next December.
And what are you saying?
I have to lose 50 pounds.
And what are you saying?
I need help.
No, you don't. You're your worst enemy. I mean, all these potato chips and pickles and
Pickles are good for you.
Wait. Go back. Yeah. When's your birthday?
December 28th.
All right. Okay.
Tracy, you have a Trainer City.
The same day as the Christmas party.
That's right.
See how much they love me?
Yeah. You have a trainer sitting beside you.
And she is one of the best.
Okay. Yeah, but if you want to lose 50 pounds, I'll have you lose 50 pounds by June of 14.
I don't even like the look in your eyes.
If you want to lose weight, I will help you lose weight. And you will lose
50
pounds.
I don't even know if I like you.
By June of 2014, you will lose 50 pounds. I can assure you of that.
Anyways, yeah, I believe that we
do something. I want to hear that.
Because you have me doing extreme challenges, riding bikes.
You can hear and
John,
come and see it.
John,
okay.
Listen to this. Fit Family is a wonderful, wonderful fitness gym over in Austintown on 46. They have great their equipment, the classes there, the facility there is bar none. You can't find a better place to go and work out. But I have heard about your wife and you training her. John, I love you.
She keeps up once in a while.
I hear you're dangerous. I'm staying away from you.
I don't even want to go there.
I can.
Anyway,
I can assure you we'll lose 50
I think we
pounds.
Can we
go to Dairy Queen when we get done? You know, John's a Dairy Queen fan.
Once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. We treat ourselves.
And Larry, where's my? You're supposed to bring me the Extreme 25.
The T25. Yeah, I haven't gotten that yet. I've still just been doing the Insanity.
That's good.
Sean T.
That's a good workout.
That's a good workout.
Yeah. So what I've been doing now is taking a couple of his, I like his cardio and the cardio abs. I do that 3 days a week in my regular gym time. Because my sports, there's just some of that stuff I can't
do. 5 days a week. What do you mean?
Well, the Insanity goes Monday. I do it Monday through Saturday when I did the whole, I did two cycles of it. Mm-hmm. But it's hard on your joints the older you get. So now I've just been my cardio on the elliptical, still getting my lifting in, but then still doing a couple of hits because Sean T's tough. I mean, he's solid. But now he's got that T25 a lot of people have been talking about, so I wanted to try that out because that works more in my time frame. You got 25 minutes. Because, you know, on the Insanity, the longest workout's like 57 minutes.
I don't have 57 minutes.
Well, that's why they're doing the T25. But it's 25 minutes. There's no breaks. You're going at it.
You have 55 minutes if you get there on time. You're never on time. That's your problem. You show up 20 minutes late and expect to fit in an hour workout in that 20 minutes.
How long have you known Tracy?
Her whole life.
Shouldn't be surprised.
I'm not. I don't even know why I even took this on as a challenge, you know?
And it has been a challenge.
And I really need counseling myself.
Well, it's time for the...
Hey, Tracy, what's going on?
Who is this? How are you?
It's Pianchi, your estranged friend.
Hey, Pianchi, how you doing? Merry Christmas.
Don't be throwing that on me now. I fell for happy holiday.
Okay, happy. How you
but
doing?
You know, if I happen to be with you on the day, I'd be happy anyway.
Pianchi, you talking mess for real. But I love
I'm not talking mess. I think that, I tell you, you guys are really in good spirits, regardless of the fact that you're... our Congress is spending money like drunken sellers.
Pianchi, it's Health and Wellness Day. Tomorrow we do an open mic. We're going to talk about Congress.
But as a former sailor, I take offense to that. When we ran out of money, we quit spending.
Larry, it's Health and Wellness
Day. Oh, you mean you quit drinking?
we ran out of money, we didn't drink anymore.
831, your mic is on. Hello?
Well, that's good to know.
Hi, Bonnie.
I wanted to ask a question, okay?
Sure.
I used to go to a gym, and I had a trainer, and I loved going. I would go at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd go for an hour. But really and truly, I do not, when you think about the gym, you need a really good pair of tennis shoes you need. I mean, because I'm not young, so my joints and stuff are going to hurt after a workout. And it really, you know, in the cold weather, and I'm not making excuses, it is an excuse, because I'm telling you, it is really, really difficult. I'm with Tracy. It's difficult to get where you need to be and everything that you need to get done, and I'm pretty good with time management. And it requires a really big commitment that I haven't been fit in my life probably for the last 15, 16 years. I mean, walking is different. You know, that's, you know, if the weather's okay, I can do that. So what do you do? Because you do feel better when you work out. But how do
so
you
do
that?
Do you put it on your calendar? Is it something that you make it as a priority? So that's maybe one of the first things you need to do is write it on your calendar, a time that you're going to do. If it's 5:30 in the morning and you want to be at the gym at 5:30, it's on your calendar. And your day isn't complete until you've done that. So everything has to be prioritized. And you said you're good with that. So just put it on your calendar and start from there.
It's mirrors. I don't like the gyms that have mirrors. Now I, the last time I was in a gym, I loved it. We were in the basement. It was, you know, concrete kind of thing, and it was cool. I could do that. Then they remodeled it and they put mirrors. And my trainer said, "Oh, all the young girls like it." Well, I'm not a young girl here, and I don't like it, and I don't like other people exercise either. So,
well, could I give you some advice?
Hold on, Bianchi. Hold on. Go ahead, John.
Well, the mirrors are – there's an extreme purpose for mirrors in a gym. Mirrors help you to watch what form you're utilizing, making sure that you're utilizing the correct form. So, yeah, younger people or people that have more of a refined build, they may love the look of themselves. But really, working out is an investment in yourself. So that's why mirrors are utilized. That's part of the reason. There's other reasons too, but primarily is so that you utilize the correct technique.
438, your mic is on.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Stanley. How are you?
Hey, it's so good. I can't believe the trainer told you all those things. So now I know what's happening with you with all the excuse. What happened, Tracy?
Wait a minute.
Remember when I came to your show and I was saying, man, you're going to be a positive force, and I was encouraging you and telling you that
you
need to continue.
You left me.
See, now I'm hearing that now the trainer is telling me you show 20 minutes late. You?
Stanley is calling you out.
You're in trouble, Tracy.
Oh, yeah.
You're telling me you're the same person who said there's no excuse in everything, and you're not even keeping up with yourself?
Stanley, let me tell you what happened. You left me. And I was
That would be like those trainers, like if you had Sean T in front of you and he would be waiting for you and you'd be like, yeah, I'm coming 20 minutes late.
Hey,
Tracy,
you know I don't like to pile on. I really don't. But Stanley, I remember those conversations with Stanley in the past. And I remember what he was telling you. And he's absolutely 100% correct.
Jeez, old man. You guys are rough.
We're rough because that confirms everything that I said to you. You know, when many times we talk about people have problem with weight, it's because they don't, like the trainer said, you have to make it a priority.
December 12th, 2013 is going to go down as Stanley's best day. I mean, his best day. Keep calling and clowning on Tracy. But can I steer it back to the fitness part? Is there a better time to work out?
Hold on, go ahead, Stanley, go ahead.
No, you got to make it a priority. You got to make it as hard as a priority as if you're going to work and this and that. Or else, if you don't, you'll come with all the excuses of the world. I don't have time. An hour is too much. Do you know, everybody, we have 160 hours per week, people. We have, all of us has 24 hours. But all of us decide what priority we want to do in our life. And if you don't take priority of your health, later on in life, you will pay for it. And that's no joke.
Well, Tracy.
Yes, Bianchi.
I can make this recommendation, and it works better if you're not married. But find a mate that's half your age. I guarantee you, you would get in shape.
This is a family channel.
Well, my wife,
is
half my age.
Oh, my God.
My wife is half my age, so I speak from experience.
Yeah.
My quick question was, is there a better time?
Put your mic down for me, just a little bit, whichever mic that is, because you're
too loud?
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's good.
Is there a better time, morning, afternoon, evening, or is that just a personal?
It's personal.
Personal?
Yeah.
Well, scientifically, they say that working out before you go to bed is not really good, but it's really personal. Some people it's better for them to work out in the morning, and some people work out before they go to bed. But from a health standpoint, that there are some conflicts in that, you know.
Okay.
As far as the thought process.
And the reason being, when I started the insanity, I was doing it in the morning, and it wore me out. I was done the rest of the day, and I found out that I did it at night, and I jump in the hot tub to recover.
Well, how long did you do it, though? Did you do it for, like, 1, 2, 3, 5 weeks or whatever?
I did it's a 9-week cycle, so the first 4 weeks I did during the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I switched up at night, it was a little better, and the recovery was better for me at that point.
Yeah, however your body adjusts is usually better. But sometimes you can work out for 3, 4 weeks, and after a period of time, you know, it's not going to bother you as much. So it depends on
how
your body adjusts.
Well, listen, I'm going to take a break since you guys have had your spoil on me. Listen, I'm going to turn the mics off so you guys can talk during the break. You're listening to...
Hey.
Stanley,
yes.
Coming out hammering. You're absolutely right, man. I remember
when
you
first
yelled
at
her.
Oh, my God, I was shocked. Yeah. You're talking about Focus 25. I have the program Focus 25. It's very good. I did the insanity before. Focus 25, it concentrates a lot more in 25 minutes, like you said, but there's no, like, you know, remember in the insanity you have the stretch? You don't have the stretch in there. You have the stretch only in the end, like 2 minutes left. You have 25 minutes of workout, and then you have 2 minutes of basically stretching. But from the beginning, it's just like go, 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 go. There's no, like, you know, in insanity you have go, 30-second break, go, 3 minutes intensity, 30 seconds. You don't have that. You have go, 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 go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, so I've never done insanity. I was introduced to it after I had my surgery. I went over to a buddy's house, and he had it. He had the DVDs and stuff with insanity, and he was doing it, and he's like, come on, man, do it with me. And I'm like, no, because I just got out of surgery. But it is – that's intensive. It really is.
Yeah. But they're coming with a lot of program that they want to short out this stuff because, like Tracy is saying, they're all saying, oh, it's because I don't have time. So a lot of, like, there's another program coming out, P90X3, that's going to be 30 minutes also. They're doing the shorter version of everything P90, that's because they don't want to come with the excuse because so many people are saying, I don't have the time. And then and if you take that out, then what are you going to say? If you don't make it a priority, you're done.
Right. You know, I'll give, and I'm going to say this on the air too, in a little bit of Tracy's defense, I actually met Tracy about a month and a half ago, something like that. We met for lunch. And in defense of her lifestyle and what she's doing, she really is. I mean, just that day, I was like, well, you know, we met for lunch and the whole deal, and she had just gone to the hospital for some checkups for some other issues she had. And she really doesn't – her daily life is extraordinarily packed. Just and I'm talking traveling and everything. And I'm not saying that she doesn't have time for a workout, but she really is stressed for time when it comes to that.
But that's why you have to make it – either you make it a priority first thing in the morning or for that night. You got to make it. You got to have that time, or else everything else is going to pass. I'm a business owner. I'm doing website, this and that, and sometimes I work 14, 15 hours, and I have to have my 1 hour, 2 hours of training, or else forget it. You know, I don't have sometimes times and this and that and that. And you got to make it a priority.
Right. Your health is first. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to do.
You're done. Because right. I've realized one point I didn't do that. And like I'm getting back into it. And I'm like, man, I let that go, and I'm not happy with the result. And I went to my trainer, and my trainer said, "What happened to you?" And I'm like, "Well, you know." And he's like, "No, don't come with the excuse now. You know me, and you know each other. It's because you didn't make it a priority." And I said, "Damn, I got to put it back like I was, and I have to."
Right.
And he said, "You know what I have to do? I don't have to train you. You know exactly what you need to do. Mm. You just have to put it a priority. And I know what it is to be busy and this and that. But like I said, everybody's saying that excuse, and we have a country who's overweight. Everybody's saying we're too busy and this and that. We have overweight
Well, a lot
people.
Of the things that cause, you know, people have to also watch their diet. It's training alone helps a lot as far as the exercise and the drills and so forth. But people should get back into the mode of fasting. I fast 40 days every solstice. And that there helps a whole lot.
You think fasting helps? Because that's the question I was going to ask you. The fasting helps you a lot? When you mean you fast, do you say that?
I fast 40 days on juice and water.
Okay.
Every solstice, March 21st, June 21st, September 21st, and December 21st.
Okay,
Won't eat nothing. Won't eat nothing until February 1st. It's hard to do it in the wintertime, though, because of the cold.
Okay. What about the fasting during the day? Like, say, that some people that say fasting is good, like, say, you start at 12 p.m. and then you eat until 6.
Any
and
kind
the
is better than nothing, I think. It gives your body a chance to rest. Your stomach is not digesting that heavy foods and so forth. And it makes a difference. It helps remove the toxins from you. Even your eyesight get better.
Okay,
Bianchi,
okay,
what kind of juice do you drink? When you say you drink nothing but water and juice,
I'll drink apple juice. Sometimes I mix something up like a smoothie. Sometimes also, see, you have to lead up to it. Then you should also use those different herbs to clean out particular organs of your body: your liver, your heart, your blood, your prostate, and so on and so on and so on. You can do olive oil cleanse.
Do you know that there's there's a lot of nutrition and doctors that people used to be a doctor or still doctor that said if we knew more about nutrition, there would be a lot of stuff that we wouldn't have as if we would eat the proper food. There's a saying that if you eat properly and everything, there's a lot of shit that you wouldn't have.
Your joints feel better. You know, anyone that's about ready to have a knee surgery or knee replacement, I would tell them to go on some nutritional diets, trying some nutritional things like green bell peppers, mixing that up in a smoothie. And also another point, too, exercise. There's particular exercises that you wouldn't believe would help other areas in your back. Like many males... Oh, my goodness. What is that?
That's Tracy.
Hangovers. Rigging up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree. The fourth day of Christmas and such a thing to see.
Sending Christmas cards. Hangovers. Rigging up the lights.
And finding a Christmas tree. The fifth day of Christmas and such a thing to see.
Sending Christmas cards, hangovers, rigging up the lights,
and finding a Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas
that's
such a thing to me.
Facing my
in-laws.
Hey, I'm back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends. They're giving me a hard time around here. I don't know what it is. I've never heard of 12 Pages of Christmas.
It's a classic.
Yes, it is.
Salvation Army.
Sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez. I'm trying to rig up these lights.
And finding a Christmas tree. The eighth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to see. Our Christmas.
you've heard this before, huh?
Yeah.
But we have no extension cord.
I find it a Christmas tree.
Finding parking spaces.
Daddy, I want some candy.
Donations.
Facing my in-laws.
5 months of bills.
Writing all those Christmas cards.
Hangovers.
Now why the hell are they blinking?
I'm finding a Christmas tree. The tenth thing
is
Christmas. That's such a pain to
see.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Buy me something.
Get a job, you bum.
Facing the in-laws.
5 months.
Who did this?
Yo ho, sending Christmas cards.
Oh, jeez, look at this.
One light goes out, they all go out.
That is so true.
Sales TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking spaces.
Oh my God, I'm so dead, bro.
Charity.
She's a witch, I hate her.
Oh, I don't even know half these people.
We'll get the charity paper.
Turn
huh?
a flashlight.
I've never heard this.
Singing Christmas carols.
Still
TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking.
Hey.
Charity.
Gotta make them dinner.
I'm not sending them this year. That's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine. You're so smart. You ring up the lights.
You're listening to what Christian Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is Christmas in
this. What did I tell you, Tracy? What did I tell you? One of the best Christmas songs ever, because it's so true.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, Larry.
I had a question for
what?
Doris. Well, you know, I came on here and told you how much I was a big fan of Insanity.
Yes.
But I'd never done P90X, and I heard she had some experience with P90X, and I just wanted to know what your experience was.
I love P90X. It's very good. It is a great workout. Don't even get me wrong about anything that possibly could have been said in the private area over there that you guys are sitting in. It is a great workout. I love it. I do. So that's my answer, and I'm sticking with it. So
yeah. I never envisioned myself being able to do it, or I was like, oh, who's going to do this? But it is.
It's tough.
They get you involved, and like I was telling him, you cannot do Insanity and not lose weight. It's almost impossible. If you do the workout and stick with it, I mean, you're going to want to kill Sean T after you're done, because if I ever see him, I will slap him. But it's totally different than what I pictured in my mind's eye before I did it. But
I need to see that workout.
It's
excellent.
It's good.
I mean, I've seen, you know, the commercial on television, but I need to see that workout.
So how long is the workout for?
50 minutes.
It depends. 50, yeah.
Like
5-0?
Yeah. 45 minutes and an hour.
25 minutes. Yeah. T25 is 25 minutes, and it's 25 solid minutes.
Yeah, the other one is like 40 to 45.
Yeah, there's the longest one is 57 minutes. The shortest one was 39. But even with that, you're working out. There's, you know, I remember it was the second workout. You know, we're 25 minutes in, and he says, go get a drink now and come back in a minute because we're going to get started. And I was like, man, I'm done. What are you talking about? But if you push yourself, and then I don't gauge it on the scale. I gauge, do my clothes fit right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the biggest thing for me, because I was like, okay, I want to get back to my high school playing weight. You know what I mean? But when
Larry,
my clothes
high school.
Did you make it back to your high school?
Yes, I did.
When I
checked out of East Liverpool and was enrolled at the Naval Academy, I checked in at 227, and I got to 227.
You want to go back to high school? At least high school.
High school weight. I mean, I've always
yeah,
had
it's
a big kid. My whole family big
yeah,
kid.
I don't want to go back to high school. I just want to go back to, like, 25.
Yeah,
I'm
not 227
go back 5 years.
But it is
you know what?
If you stick to it, I liked her comment earlier where she was talking about putting it in your schedule, whether that schedule's on your phone, computer, whatever. I mean, if you have a doctor's appointment, you put it in there.
Exactly.
You have all that. So if you make it a part
priority.
Of your schedule, and at the end of the day, whatever schedule it is, you go over and look at it, okay, I got everything done today, and you feel good. If you put it on there, what gets put down gets done.
Exactly.
And I like that. But also having a trainer like that to be able to push you, that helps too, Tracy.
Yeah, but so you, know,
you need to listen to your trainer.
It's a little bit intimidating to somebody like me.
You don't want to start at the highest level. You want to start gradually. You know, that's the problem. People get in there and they start doing it and think they can do everything that they do. You can't.
Well, I know I can't do everything. That ain't going to happen. I've done my job
that's
for
the great thing about insanity.
Is the start.
The great thing about insanity, I've never done the insanity workout. I saw it a couple times with a friend of mine. I was just talking to Stanley about this in the break. I had my surgery, and a couple weeks later, I went over to their house, and he's like, do this with me. I'm like, you're crazy. But in insanity, they literally have people in there. I don't know if they're acting or not, but they have a rough time finishing their workout at the time. And what they do is they come over to, you know, on the DVD, they come over and they're like, you know what, do what you can, but let's get moving, you know. So you can see with the insanity workout that there's people that, you know, that are professional at working out that have a rough time doing it, but there's a lot of encouragement as well as take your time with it and get to the point where you need to get. I like the insanity workout.
Absolutely. And he'll tell you, anybody, you know, Sean T himself, this, even no matter how many cycles of you do, it will get easier. It never gets easy. And those are fitness professionals who do it, and he'll tap them out, say, hey, go take a blow, and then come right back in and do it. And he's form over reps. He wants
but
you to get
question,
the
– let me say, the biggest dilemma that I have is the time that it takes one to get in, get out, and then what I have to do to prepare for the next day.
So
again,
maybe you
then
should do
maybe
focus 25. Yeah, maybe you should do focus
25. You guys are missing the point. I have beauty issues.
Tracy, you cannot tell me that you, like she was saying, that you can't carve off 25 minutes or an hour.
And Tracy, I'm sorry, you can't.
I'm talking about the 25 minutes is no problem. Now, Doris, I perspire.
Let me ask you this question. What is more important, your health or your hair?
Stanley and I had this conversation during the break. And I actually defended you in the break instead of like the way I attacked you before. I actually defended you. I said, you know what? I met with you, and you do have extraordinarily busy days. And Stanley, go ahead and tell her what you told me after we had that conversation.
Yeah, but you still have to put a priority. You got to make it like number one. You got to have time for you. This is a time for
That's
you
exactly
because the more health you have, the more energy you can come out, and the more you'll give to whatever cause you have. The less you think about, if you're giving everything to everybody else and none to yourself, you will be the least of your priorities. You have to put
That's
you
right.
have to be number one for yourself. The most important
That's why they call it sleep.
No, but Tracy, no,
sleep
after
is important
sleep.
Too, but
sleep is important, sleep but the most important person the most important person in this world, Tracy, is you. It's not other people,
correct.
It's you. If you're not healthy, you're done. If you're not healthy, you're not bringing the energy. You're not bringing every – no. If you're not healthy, Tracy, you're not bringing your mind and body
– I am healthy.
Well, if you're telling me you need to lose 50 pounds, you're not that healthy.
I want to get that – listen, I want to get down to 199 by the age 50. If I get down to 199 by the age of 50, I'll be a happy camper.
I just want you
well,
to –
Well, really, Stanley –
I am moving.
Moving more than what you're doing.
I am moving.
But we're not even going to go there. It's not even where we were going.
I'm exactly. Because,
here.
Tracy, I'm sorry. When your trainers are saying you came 20 minutes late,
I don't come 20 minutes. John, help me out.
No one can help you.
I told you I can
come. Nobody
you.
Can help
I'm
you with
half.
That. Those are your trainers. They know you. I'm not here
it's
to train
time
you.
And half, Tracy.
John, but, help me out.
I can't do that.
Late.
They said
I
it.
Cut your time in half. We don't have to worry about putting hair in the locker or nothing like that.
Yeah, we don't have to wait for 50 by 50. You
well,
know
really,
I mean?
Tracy.
He's saying 50.
I mean, really, Stanley.
And a half.
Really, Stanley, I think that the statement you made is kind of selfish. One of the reasons that I don't go to taverns and let myself get out of shape and do things that's detrimental to my health because I know I just don't live for myself. You know, I train young baseball players. I know that they depend on me to be there, especially in the boys and girls club. So if you take that attitude, I think things will change a whole lot.
Yeah, but she doesn't even think of herself. She gives so much to everybody that she thinks that herself is the last thing that's important.
You got to look at it. We were just talking about airlines, right? One of the favorite parts of airlines, and this is not a Larry story. I stole this one, but the one guy was talking about, he gets excited when they come up and they start talking about it, and the mask comes down, right, Tracy?
Okay.
And that mask comes down. They tell you, the flight attendant tells you, you have to put that on yourself, right, before you put it on the child that's with you or somebody else.
Self-preservation.
Yeah, so what Stanley, and this, I'm agreeing with Stanley, I can't believe that I'm agreeing with Stanley, is he's saying you have all these things that you want to do and help people, but if you can't help yourself, you can't put that mask on yourself.
Yeah, it's not really self-preservation.
Yeah.
It's really taking care of yourself, committing to yourself, creating a priority, so that you can do the things that you want
to
do.
Yeah,
exactly. If that's to help other people,
right?
Well, then you have to be able to be strong enough, committed enough to do those kind of things. And
exactly.
If you're not taking care of yourself,
and you have to feel
right,
and you have to feel good about yourself. You have to feel good about
exactly.
yourself, which
exactly.
is part of that.
There's a whole lot of people loving you today, Tracy.
Listen, hey,
you better be at that gym tonight, girl.
Call y'all off in a minute.
How's that Health and Wellness Thursday doing for you, Tracy?
I want you to know, this is the last one of the year. You won't be getting another one ever. Health and Wellness has now been canceled. I hope
forever.
You guys have enjoyed this one, because this is you're at the end of your rope.
It has been
I agree
pleasure.
With Stanley.
I'm gonna
but you know, I heard someone,
Tracy.
What, Bianchi?
I heard someone earlier mention about their knees bothering them.
Who
I think
that?
It was one of the ladies.
Oh, Bonnie.
I think it was Bonnie, yeah.
You know, people that has problems, you know, some males have those pains in their hips and so forth. And they try to use medication to remove it. But in many cases of time, it's just the exercise. And certain, you know, you'd be surprised. You can do calf strengthening exercising, and those pains up in your upper hip will go away. And the same thing with your knees. Certain exercises, and I'm for one that believe that the ligaments and joints, and the ligaments in your joints and things will rejuvenate themselves. And it's very, very important to exercise like your knees, for instance. I mean, not just bending your knees, but carry your knees through all the motion, whether from a lateral and circuitoric motions on your knees, and you'd be surprised that those dudes will come right back around. You'd be able to do some of the things that was causing pain before.
I had a question, another question there, since we got the health professionals in here. Fish oil, because that's what he's talking about.
It does work.
Yeah, it does work.
Segment, but
oh, okay.
Matt will be here.
Okay.
It does work.
That was my, yeah, good.
Fish oil and flaxseed
oil
also.
Okay.
Matt, hey, since you guys, we were supposed to talk about how not to drink and get drunk during the holidays.
Well, I don't think it was not to get drunk.
Don't get drunk during the holidays, but no, they was beat up on Tracy because she comes 20 minutes late to the gym. Wait until you see what time I get there tonight.
20 minutes early.
20 minutes early.
You're choking me, Tracy. You're choking me. Quit pulling on the mic.
Oh, okay.
Tracy,
yes.
You know, I love you dearly.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's all about your
mm-hmm.
health, and
mm-hmm.
I am concerned. So
I'm going to send you a Christmas card. And one side is going to say, my offer is valid. Half the time, Tracy, for 2014 to lose 50 pounds.
I don't know if I like your plan, John.
I'm going to send you a Christmas card.
I don't think I like your plan, because I'm going to have to shoot you. No.
Don't say that on the radio.
I say it out loud. See that smile of yours?
I will get you in shape, Tracy.
No.
I will 50 by 49 and a half. I like that. That's got a little better ring than the 50-50.
I don't. Yeah. No. I don't need to be thin in the summertime. I need to get down by winter.
You won't be thin. You'll be in shape.
No, I'll be thin.
in shape and
thin,
healthier.
Thin,
no, I'll be thin.
Thin does not make you healthy.
I'll be thin.
Thin does not make you healthy.
But I will be thin.
I don't even want to know how you're going to do that, but thin does not make you healthy. It's the exercising, the eating correctly, and living life. It's what's
going to
help you.
Don't I look like I'm living? I'm going to work. I got to go. Goodbye. Love you guys. Sit family.
Love
see
you
guys.
Too.
I'm not sure if you guys are invited back next month.
Well,
hey.
That's okay. We're coming anyway.
I'll
be right
down.
Back.
For most of the session, the Dow is off 90 points. The NASDAQ is up 2. This is ABC News.
I need to control internet usage in my office.
Do you want to pay a fee for every user?
No.
Do you want to pay extra to protect remote users?
No.
How about a product that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Web Filter. Content filtering, application control, and malware protection with no per-user fees. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Web Filter free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-460-3580, 800-460-3580.
The man accused of faking sign language while standing alongside world leaders at Nelson Mandela's memorial service is now talking.
Samson Kwajanji says he suffers from schizophrenia. And on Tuesday in the stadium, while the whole world tuned in, the hallucinations kicked in.
I see angels come to the stadium.
In past episodes, he says he can panic and sometimes turn violent.
I was in a very, very, very difficult position.
But he carried on. His word now to those who watched and listened.
If I've offended anyone, please forgive me.
Luckily, the strange incident did not turn into a security one. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
One of the legendary Tuskegee Airmen has died. William L. Booker's family says he passed away November 30th at a Kirkland, Washington nursing home after a long battle with Parkinson's disease. Booker served as a navigator and a flight engineer on B-25 bombers during World War II. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Starbucks signature holiday beverages are here to share joy with one and all. Put a Starbucks handcrafted peppermint mocha, caramel brulee, latte, or gingerbread latte on your holiday to-do list to make all your holiday errands a little more joyful. Get your favorite flavor of the season at Starbucks today.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Are you dreaming big this holiday season? So are your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers with the Dream Big event. Get into a brand new Fusion now for only $199 a month for 24 months. Visit driveoneohio.com for details.
Got a golfer to give a gift to? Good thing there's Golfsmith. Their team gets golfers. In fact, they're experts. Golf gift experts. And they know the perfect gift for your golfer. Like the brand new SLDR driver. TaylorMade's new game changer. With more loft, distance, and adjustability that's already made it the number one driver on tour. Or the highly adjustable R1 driver. Available now at the lowest price guaranteed. Shop Golfsmith and Golfsmith.com and give the perfect round.
This time it's personal. Tune in to News Talk 600 WSOM for the local talk show that stimulates your mind and relates to you. Weekdays from noon to 3, Afternoons with Tracy and Friends engages the Valley in conversation about everything from local issues to important global topics. Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Personal talk that keeps you thinking. Weekdays from noon to 3. Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Fit family. Unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes, yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir. They poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove.
Hey, we're back, and it's Pick on Tracy Day. It's Health and Wellness Day. Hey, how are you? Merry Christmas. Thank you. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. It's 9 minutes after the hour of 2 o'clock, and it is time for Dr. Matt Mason. And if Matt, if you pick on me like they picked on me in the last hour, it's over. I'm putting everybody out. In studio, I have...
Whoa.
What
are we listening to?
Chipmunks roasting on a open fire.
Chipmunks. Oh, okay. I knew I shouldn't have come today. That would put me over the top. How are you, Matt?
I'm great. Thanks, Mark.
Now, we have to clue you in. You know, she's got food hidden all over this place. We're eating pizza. We're eating peanuts. We're eating honey roasted cashews. And we're here for Fit and Fitness Day.
Matt.
And she doesn't show up for her training with the nice folks that were just here.
Oh, man.
Matt.
20 minutes late.
Matt.
20 minutes late.
Matt.
Now, John says he's going to have her lose 50 pounds by June.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Matt and I are working on a plan. I don't know if I'll do 50 pounds. Would I do about 50 pounds by, I guess, by June, if I go on my diet and stay on my supplements. Am I right?
Yeah.
I'll do about 50 pounds.
You could do that.
With the exercise. So Matt's been, Dr. Matt Mason from Mason Wellness. And so when you guys look at me, you'll see this great physique. He's been working on my health and wellness.
Yes.
And I've been taking supplements for the past, I guess, 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. And he's done the assessment on me.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I've had some health issues, the recovery, the health, the healthiness of my body has been really, really monumental, including my cholesterol. The doctors have been very, very amazed by my recovery. As I said, I had surgery on Tuesday, and I was out in Shrimpton Falls doing shopping on Tuesday morning, waiting for lunch. And I haven't had any cramping, no pain, no discomfort. My body has been healing very, very rapidly. And so, yes, sometimes you do have to, in conjunction with your supplements, you do have to go to a form of medicine that you may not want. Because I was going to try to wait and take a more natural method of occurring until they told me that the I had gone too far along and they did not want it to form into real cancer.
Okay.
And so with that said, I said, okay, we'll run with this. But outside of that, the healing, they actually caught everything. There's no chemo, there's no radiation, there's no nothing else. It's over. And I'll go back every 3 to 6 months and get myself checked. But it comes from taking the supplements, actually following the regimen, the regimen that was given to me by Dr. Mason, and actually going out and finding out that there were some things inside of me that was way out of balance. And I'm looking forward to finding out how they're going to go back into balance and how much they've balanced out, I guess, in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for Matt.
Yeah.
I was telling Tracy that I have another friend that just kind of went through the sort of thing that she's going through right now. Her son had me on the phone today, they're clients of mine, and he was talking about you have to make your body alkaline. What was he talking about?
Well, yeah, alkaline, you know, you hear people talking, well, people's bodies are too acidic.
Yeah.
Well, if you eat a healthy diet, your body is naturally going to be alkaline. You know, in other words, if you're eating fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, beans, organic meats, lots of water, your body's naturally alkaline. Now, if you eat a lot of processed foods, drink a lot of alcohol, nicotine, just processed foods in general, white flour, white sugar, that is going to cause your body to become very acidic. You know, when you look at cancer and all this, cancer cells thrive in what we call an anaerobic, meaning without oxygen, acidic environment. So you definitely want to keep your body in an alkaline state.
Now, how do you test that? Is it a blood test or...?
Well, I don't even think it's something... Well, you can. You can do a urine test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
It basically measures your pH, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was yelling at his mother about she has to make her body alkaline.
Hmm.
I had never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's new.
So he knows everything.
What he says makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's, you know, it's all about lifestyle and eating a healthy diet, right? I mean, if you're implementing and doing healthy things in your life, well, you don't have to worry about, well, geez, am I alkaline or am I acidic today? You know, your body's naturally going to go towards what we call homeostasis or balance, and you're going to be alkaline. You'll be healthy.
And so our point, because our body should be balanced. And what happens is, I guess, when we're born, we start one way, and then we start chugging stuff into us until we become out of balance.
Yeah. When you violate the natural laws of nature by putting unhealthy things in your body, not getting enough rest, not getting enough exercise, well, bad things are going to happen, you know. We need healthy food. You know, a Greek philosopher once said, in order for society to sustain itself, it must have pure air, pure water, and pure food. And we definitely don't have that, and we're definitely not putting that into our system.
Huh. Now I'm worried because I ate all the wrong stuff last night, and I continued on that into today.
But you guys want to point fingers at me. Duh.
Well, I had booze. I had, you know, meat. Bread.
Meat's not bad. Bread's not bad. It's all in the meat that you ate and the bread that you had.
It's a fatty meat, and it was, you know, white bread.
I had good. That's good. What's the difference between the meats? You say processed meats versus. So you're talking the good meats would be lean chicken and turkey or.
Even beef
okay.
is fine. It really comes down to how the animal is raised. In other words, what we're doing, we're raising sick animals, and then in turn we consume those animals. So what does that make us? Sick. Mm. These animals are force-fed grains where they should be naturally eating grass.
Okay.
They're forced full of antibiotics and synthetic hormones, and then so we're getting the residues of those drugs and those antibiotics in our food chain and in our body.
So you're not a fan of, like, some of the, what they call it, the genetically modified corn, or for instance?
Not
no.
a fan.
Okay.
Not genetically modified anything, no.
Okay.
Now, did I hear a story on the news today where they're going to be banning antibiotics in beef production in this country? Something from the Food and Drug Administration?
I highly doubt it. There's
too much money in.
There's millions and millions of pounds of antibiotics going into the food supply every year.
Huh. I got to look that up, because it was a news story this morning, and I thought that's interesting.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends, and today is Health and Wellness, and we have Dr. Matt Mason from Mason Wellness with us. In studio is attorney Mark Mangi and Larry Long. There's been with me the longest. And Jeff, you're on the line. Is that you?
Yes, I'm on the line. I was going to say, finally, there's something that Mark didn't know that I know.
And what was that?
He didn't know about the body having to be alkaline and as far as that goes, because of cancer, it thrives on that. And if I'm not mistaken, it thrives on sugar as well. Dr. Matt?
Absolutely, yeah. Sugar is the main fuel source for cancer. That's mm-hmm. why, Tracy and I were speaking on what we call a ketogenic diet. So that is used by many alternative physicians who are treating people with cancer. So if you go on a ketogenic diet, is where you're doing very minimal carbohydrates per day, about 20 grams of carbohydrates per year or per day, you're basically starving the cancer of its fuel source. So that you're actually doing natural cancer treatment by doing that. So you're starving the cancer cells. Cancer cells die while you're not doing any harmful type of chemotherapy or anything like that, where you're destroying your healthy cells.
The natural chemotherapy that you're doing.
Yeah, so what ketogenesis is where you starve your body of natural carbohydrates, and your body will actually start breaking down the fat. So it your fat converts into glucose, into sugar for energy. And so you start burning your fat.
Hey, pass that over.
Yeah. Here, Matt, you can take a look at this. This is in the New York Times today. About that they're phasing out antibiotics. They're not allowed to be able to give them to animals to make them grow. It's phasing out over the next 3 years. That's a good thing.
Well, it's a good thing, but I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it.
I mean, because that's one of the ones where they're going to reduce your taxes. And, right. Okay.
It's like the Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah.
It's going to make it where everyone can afford it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The abominable health care.
What?
I asked if I could interject. It's not
sure.
It's not to help them grow, and it's to stop any infections they get, because cows especially milk cows get infections, especially, and they try to wipe those out, and so therefore you in your milk supply and in your when they give the animals antibiotics, it's to stop infections. They give them steroids, which is a lot of what the chickens get, to make them grow fast and big and meaty, and so that they can feed more people, et cetera, et cetera. That's what they do that for. And I used to do that, so I inspect that stuff, so I'm very, very aware of that. But I wanted to ask that a few years ago, people were getting these reverse osmosis water machines, and they were selling alkaline water. Is there anything to that, or is that just something that's fake?
Well, there might be some validity to the alkaline water, but, I'm not a big proponent of it. I'm either reverse osmosis or distilled water is really your healthiest form of water to go. I mean, years ago, before the rain became polluted because of the pollutants that are in the air from the smokestacks and from the automobile exhaust and from the pollutants that are dumped physically in the environment. Rainwater was distilled water, right? So distilled water is very healthy for your body. And a lot of people, you know, they will argue with that, saying, well, there's no minerals or anything in distilled water. Well, that's true. Well, get your minerals from eating healthy foods.
Right, right.
Now,
and that
crazy.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
Matt. I just want to bring something up, and I don't mean to bring up controversy on the Tracy and Friends show. I really don't.
Yeah.
Really?
I really, really don't. But a couple weeks ago, you had some people in the studio. It was like Young Farmers of America or something to that effect. It was not kids, but people taking college courses.
Young Farmers of America.
That was it. And I had mentioned these steroids and things that were introduced into the meats and things of, you know, that we buy off our store shelves. And I was met with almost anger by some of these kids, obviously what they're being taught, that these things don't exist, that we don't have anybody interfering with our meat processes and things of that when it comes to animals, even with the grain that they eat. I'm wondering,
have you heard that you should pray before you eat?
Well, yeah, I do it all the time. I'm married.
So let me guess what? You know when they tell you to say grace?
Uh-huh.
That's a good way to go. Because you have no idea what we're eating. And we have no idea what they're teaching our young people, and we're really screwed up because of what we don't know. But I want to let Matt and them, but I got to throw that in. I'm telling everybody needs to pray before they eat.
Because
it's really just that messed up.
Well, we need to start supporting these local farmers and start supporting and buying organic.
And I agree with that. That's why I mentioned, and I don't mean to go against, and I love what these kids are doing. I really do. I think farming is a major industry that we need to take a second look at, but realize what some of this science and what the government is telling us to do with some of these foods, which is what it is. I mean, a lot of this deals with the way the government tells us how to process these foods. That's causing these problems that we're seeing in our food supply.
Right.
And that's kind of controversial. That's just real. I mean, Matt, you want to talk about the ills, pills, and
pills and bills, yeah.
And how this works. But if you look at everything that we really, really do, what happens is we're not made in America to do anything that's proactively positive on any form. When we talked about health and mental health at the beginning of the show, we talked about how it costs more to deal with a person after they've committed a crime than to deal with their mental health before.
Right.
We talk about education, how it's more prudent if we educate a child early than to try to educate a child late or deal with them after they're not uneducated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with our health care.
Yeah. And, you know, this always raises controversy, but, you know, as I've said before, we have a completely failed healthcare system. It's a complete abysmal failure. We have a healthcare system where we pay the most in the world. We have the least bang for our buck. We have the most significant complications. And it's a controlled system. It's a controlled system by the pharmaceutical industry and by the medical pharmaceutical complex. And we don't have a health care system. We have a disease care system at its finest.
Stix, your mic is on.
Well, I just want to go back to earlier Matt was talking about the food. And the problem is there's a lot of misunderstanding of the difference between genetically modified and hybrid. And hybrid foods can be grown organically. And I just don't know how to make people understand the difference.
Yeah, you're right, Stix. I agree with that. I agree. Hybrid foods can definitely be organic, and they can be healthy. No question about it.
So what is the difference between genetically modified and hybrid?
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Is I'd spent a lot of time with farmers, and they were telling me about the corn that was
resistant to a pesticide, for instance. So that's bad. Is that genetically modified, or is that a hybrid?
Well, number one, you want to be staying away from herbicides and pesticides that's being sprayed on these foods, whether they're genetically modified or not. That's one big problem with a health issue. The other thing, genetically modified, you know, they're inserting genes from different types of animals and plants and these things into the foods, and they're basically frankenfoods. So genes have no idea what to do with these. And, you know, it hasn't been going on long enough for them to know what's going to be the long-term result. And I guarantee any time you tamper with Mother Nature, it's never, ever a good thing. So hybrids is, you know, Styx may even be able to educate us more on that more than myself, but that basically where they can crossbreeding. Wouldn't that be right, Styx? More
right.
Things on that nature?
Right. It's taking the best specimen and breeding it to the other best specimen to create a third, an offspring best specimen. And
right.
Human beings have been doing that to animals and plants as long as we've been farming.
Right.
If you look at, for example, you look at the hogs that were raised in the 60s, they were a way fattier animal than what we are growing today. And what we are growing today, because the market demands it partially, and partially because we don't use lard anymore in cooking, the hogs today have very little fat on them. You know, we breed cattle for a certain marbling, because that is what the market
mm-hmm.
wants.
Right.
Mr. Sharp brought up about the chicken wings. For a long time, they were breeding chickens to have very small wings. And then when the wing industry blossomed, they started breeding chickens for larger wings. And that's a natural process. That is just selectively mating a male and female to get a better outcome.
Right. You know, I understand where Styx is coming from, and I get it. My problem is the fact of when you have an intervention of something of, like, for instance, certain animals that we eat, okay, cows, chickens, or whatever, get certain diseases that are naturally forming diseases in chickens. Well, there have been introductions of vaccines for these chickens or cows to help to reduce the loss to farmers that they've introduced to these cows and chickens to where, you know, the farmers would actually benefit from it. Unfortunately, it gets into our food supply and we have to eat it. And it's what's causing a lot of our problems.
But Matt, those vaccines are required by federal law.
Exactly.
And
that's
what
our issue is.
And they are required by federal law because those diseases transfer from animals to people.
And, no, and not
that,
the ones that I looked at.
Yes, brucellosis, a lot of these diseases are vaccinated to cattle because they transfer to people in the meat. If you have an infected animal, it will transfer.
I'm just saying not the ones that I've looked at. The ones that I've looked at were said to be benign to humans, and they were still trying to vaccinate because it dealt with cattle loss. But then what's funny is you go back into other certain things, and there's ridiculous government influence into you know what farmers do with their livestock that have nothing to do with it. So I don't even know where to go. I say just let the farmers do what they have to do to raise their livestock and make a product like it used to be 100 years ago. I don't know what the problem is.
Bonnie, your mic is on.
Well, I wanted to know, I had two questions for your host or guest. I wanted to know if you should drink almond milk more than cow's milk, and I think I know that answer. And the other one is, what do you do with a child that's really picky and takes daily medication, and you've got to get them to eat something to give them meds? What do you do as a parent? Those are my two questions.
Okay. The first question, yeah, I would definitely go with a milk alternative, almond milk versus any type of dairy or cow's milk. If you are going to do cow's milk, I would definitely go organic because of the pesticides and the antibiotics residues that are found in the milk. They're even finding rocket fuel in the milk supply. So, you know, coconut milk, almond milk, or anything like that is fine. You know, I always stress this, drink water. You know, you encourage your kids and encourage yourself to drink a lot of water. Our bodies are 70% water, and it needs clean water. Number two, you said your kid is picky as far as eating healthy foods and they're on medications and what to do to get them to eat healthier foods?
Right. I mean, I'm sure that some of the medication affects the taste of the food. I'm sure, because the medication is a liquid. But there are very few vegetables he'll touch. And the only fruits he will eat is bananas and apples, and he'll eat them. He'll eat lots of them. Now, mm-hmm. when I talked to the pediatrician, he said, don't worry. He'll stop. You know, if he eats six bananas, he'll stop when he's tired of bananas. But when you try to get enough of variety in the food for a child that's on medication, you know, is there something or is there a process of something other than just totally eliminating any of the other choices? And then you have a problem with the meds on an empty stomach. What do you do?
Right.
Because you need something.
Right. Well, at least he's eating some, you know, the apples. He's eating fresh fruits. So that's a good start. You know, I mean, I guess you could experiment with doing blending things like smoothies or something like that, introducing him little steps like that. And then as far as medications, well, if he's taking medications, educate and help him to supplement his diet. If he can take medications, he can take some multiple vitamins and some other things.
He doesn't take them on his own. He can't take them on his own. That's another problem, because even chewables, he doesn't want that. He doesn't want that, the texture that's in there, and those gummies don't work. Now, Centrum has a fruit. It kind of looks like an M&M, and it is a fruit flavor. I just got those, and I'm going to try them. But
I personally wouldn't touch Centrum for all the tea in China, because it shows there's more harmful ingredients in that than good.
So what do you have for children that they can actually take?
Well, I have either a liquid or chewable multiple vitamins that they can use. It's a pharmaceutical grade without any of the cheap binders or fillers in it. But I mean, I look at it this way. I mean, if you're forcing or having the kid to take medications, there's no reason that we can't have them take, you know, a couple supplements to at least fill in the gaps of his poor diet choices.
So, as he's talking liquid.
Yeah, liquid, powder, or chewable.
Okay.
And then, you know, as he ages, he'll probably start adapting to better foods. I know I was that same way. When I was a young child, I didn't like anything that was healthy for me, so.
Well, the school lunches are absolutely impossible, and that is something I didn't hear anybody say anything about. If you're trying to get a child to eat well, their school choices, even though there's been new things out there, they're really not that great, and they're not
killing
their kids.
No, they're not
really
healthy by any stretch of the imagination. They may improve upon it some. You know, as I always say, you know, we're saying, telling our kids to say no to drugs. You know, well, they don't need to go snort cocaine. They need to go down to the cafeteria, or they go down to the cafeteria, and some of these foods they're eating has enough chemicals in it, which is interfering with their brains, and the teachers are wondering why they're bouncing off the walls and can't focus and concentrate in the schools. Well, when we say no to drugs, we tell our kids to say no to drugs. Well, we need to say no to drugs, period. I mean, when we take them to doctors, what do they use? Anytime they have a sign or symptom, they prescribe them a drug. So we need to start teaching health education, prevention, and natural effective treatment options rather than drugging our children. I mean, these drugs, I mean, Tylenol, I was just speaking of this to one of my patients the other day. You know what the main cause of liver failure is? It's not alcohol. It's Tylenol, acetaminophen. These drugs, over-the-counter and prescription medications, are the leading cause of death in the United States. The United States spends twice as much on health care as any other industrialized nation in the world. And if drugs cured all disease, and helped all these problems, we'd be the healthiest planet, healthiest people on the planet.
Okay.
But it's not the case. We rank the rank 50th in life expectancy. So
really?
As far as our health report card, we got an F.
Wow.
We got a flat F. So why is that? Because people are believing in a system that does not work. We become hypnotized into believing that, you know, doctors are to come rushing in to save us with drugs and surgery and these high-tech gadgets from problems that we inflicted upon ourselves through poor lifestyle habits. So we have to take personal responsibility for our health. Like I said, we have to teach in our schools prevention, health education, natural effective treatment options.
She asked. She talked about Centrum. Let me say this. Dr. Mason has a line of supplements that he has not pushed in the year that he's been with us. And so we're going to beat him up next time we see him because he hasn't done that. But Dr. Mason, you have supplements that you actually carry and that you will ship.
Right.
Whether it be Defense Forte or whether it be a vitamin C supplement, you have different supplements that people can actually call you and or go online to masonwellness.com and actually purchase that are pharmaceutical grade, that don't have a lot of binders and fillers, but they're actually more of a natural supplement than a synthetic one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're the highest purity and potency. So in other words, if you want to get a therapeutic effect, you want to be putting good quality nutrients and supplements in your body.
And that's the difference between buying the cheapest ones that we find on the dollar store counter. Because a lot of us go there and we think that we're getting them, not understanding that the binders and fillers are really eroding the nutrients that are inside the supplements that we're trying to take.
Right.
And then these are a little bit more targeted based upon what our needs are, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. Some of them are custom formulated for specific conditions where you're getting much more therapeutic benefit from them and get a good effect.
And if you go to masonwellness.com or they can call you at...
Yeah, you can call the office at 330-219-6250 or go to our website, masonwellness.com, and then you can purchase them there as well.
Because as I've been... Who did you say, Bonnie?
No, this is
no,
Matt.
Go
ahead, Matt.
I just have a quick question of the doctor. He keeps bringing up supplements, and I've heard many times, and I have no problem with supplements really, but I keep hearing a lot of warning signs as far as taking vitamins or supplements, as far as the chemicals involved with some of these, like fillers and things of that nature. Do you have an idea, or can you give advice as to what supplements are the best as far as, I don't know, product or something to that effect, to where you don't get these fillers and these unnecessary chemicals?
Matt, listen to what I said. He actually has his own product line that doesn't. He just didn't tell us.
Yeah, I could elaborate on that.
Matt, did you hear me?
No, Matt. I didn't hear that. I didn't know he had his own product line.
Matt, he has his own product line that he forgot to tell us about.
Okay, well let's hear about that.
Yeah, let's hear about that, Dr. Mason.
Okay. Let me first break it down. We talked about this a little bit last month. There's two different categories of supplements and nutrients. There's what they call food-grade supplements, and there's pharmaceutical-grade supplements. Food-grade supplements are not regulated. There's no policing being done by them. So in other words, say you go to Walmart or you go to GNC or you go to the vitamin shop and you buy vitamin C, and it says 1,000 milligrams on the label. Well, if you go get it tested by a third-party lab, there may only be 400 milligrams instead of 1,000, what's on the label, and they're using cheap, inferior, synthetic, or low-grade products. And they may be using cheap binders like corn, rye, wheat, starch, things that people may be allergic or sensitive to, and you're not getting a therapeutic effect because you're not getting a high-grade quality nutrient in there. Also, you see a lot of these nutrients are coming from China. A lot of ones that people get from Walmart, even GNC, are China. Now, the deal with China, they mix a lot of herbs and medications in with their products. So, you know, you may be buying vitamin C, and you may be getting trace amounts of steroids or high blood pressure medication mixed in with that. So, you know, you got to watch what you're buying. Now, the other form is pharmaceutical grade. Pharmaceutical grade, if it says 1,000 milligrams on the label, that's what you're getting. So it's tested for the highest purity, potency, no cheap binders or fillers. So when we're talking about these fillers and excipients that they're putting in there, they're using dyes. It's laced with MSG, monosodium glutamate. When you hear shellac, that's actually from melted down bugs, you know, where it has that hard, shiny shell on it. Some of these that has a shiny coating, if you read the ingredients, it says carnauba wax, which is the same thing that you polish your car with. They're putting dyes and flavorings and colorings. So you got to be very careful with what you're buying out there. You know what I mean? They may look very enticing and appealing, but they may be more damaging to your health than good.
Fish. Farm-raised. Wow.
You know, I wouldn't touch farm-raised because they're being fed antibiotics and they're being fed with soy pellets, which have high amounts of omega-6 fatty acids, which we already have way too high ratios of, which are very inflammatory to the body. So it's causing heart disease, diabetes, every disease under the sun.
Fish oil is
probably at the top of the list that I think every human being on this earth should be taking. And fish oil is, you know, they filter it to remove any of the types of contaminants, lead or mercury.
Okay.
I've been afraid to take fish oil. Like, you know, that's because of whatever. They can filter that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they got the pills, or
you could either get it in a liquid or gel caps.
Okay.
But again, you have to be watch what you're buying. There was a lot of companies. There was a few companies out there that got nailed because they were supposed to be filtering it, you know, of any of the contaminants, and here they were only filtering 10% of it.
Okay.
So 90% of it, you're getting lead, mercury, which has been shown to cause, you know, Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia.
So, I want to go hide now.
Don't go hide.
I know you can't eat anything.
Tracy, no. I have a question. I have another question about COQ10. What should we do when, you know, we hear that we're supposed to take it? I do take it, and I actually feel better taking it. You know, really, is there something in that? Because really, I've never seen a COQ10 tree, so one of our plants. Uh-huh. So what am I doing here?
No, CoQ10, coenzyme Q10, is a very good thing. It's very important, especially around age 35 or 40, our bodies start becoming depleted of coenzyme Q10. Very important for the heart muscle and for the energy cycle, what we call the Krebs cycle within the cells. So that's a very beneficial thing you can take, especially if you have, you know, mild to moderate fatigue, or if you just want to do things for overall health. Definitely people who are taking statin medications, that decreases your coenzyme Q10, so I would consider it mandatory that you would take coenzyme Q10 with that.
With statins?
Cholesterol drugs.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm getting more depressed as I'm listening. So I'm looking at what I eat and what I take and what I should be taking because what else I'm taking. Holy smokes.
Because let me say this. Matt is really bad at this. Nothing personal.
What about D17?
Hold on, Bonnie. Matt is really bad at this.
Okay.
I got about 15 minutes and I'll let you write. I'm going to say this really quick. Matt has a wonderful line of vitamins and supplements. And I'm saying this as a person, not because he's my friend, but I take them every day. And I have been on a vitamin supplement regimen for the last 3 months at least. And Matt is bad at pushing his product. He has a dynamic product. And if any of you that are listening to us want to go to masonwellness.com or give him a call, you should just try. Try a set of his Defense Forte or of his vitamin C or he has one for, I'm taking lean factors, and I'm also taking one for getting the mercury out of my system. I'm serious about this. If you need a multivitamin, give Dr. Mason a call and say, listen, I'm looking for a multivitamin. Do you have one? And send it to me. It's reasonable, it's economical, and I have to say it's very, very good.
He's bad at pushing this. Well, that was the big thing. I've been hit by, Advocare, and then there was Visalus, and all these different things. But then when you look at it, it's expensive.
Right.
So if you can go to somebody like Matt where it's, you know, it's a good product and you can afford it. Because that's
these are all custom formulated pharmaceutical products. Okay, I designed about 18 of my own drugless prescriptions. So, you know, the highest purity, highest potency, and that's what you need to get a therapeutic effect. So all the drugless prescriptions, all the nutrients that I carry and that I use for myself and for my family and for my extended family, my patients, are the highest purity and potency that you can get. You need to put quality fuel and quality products in your body.
What's the phone number? Hold on. What's the phone number?
330-219-6250.
One more time.
330-219-6250 or on the web at masonwellness.com.
Go ahead, Matt, and I got to let Bonnie in.
I got to go here, so I just want to say really quick, I definitely am going to check out Dr. Matt's product line. I think there's a lot of benefit that could come with it. And I also want to give Mark some advice. And since he's all depressed about this conversation, go to the first hour of Tracy and Friends for today on Blog Talk Radio and listen to the archives. Guys, have a good I'll talk to you next week.
You know what, you guys.
That's great.
You know, you guys really picked on Tracy today. Jeff, they picked on me bad, honey. You don't understand, Jeff. It was bad.
I heard this love fest here, you know.
Jeff, it was bad. I mean, they picked on me like I wasn't in the room.
I heard some of that. And I tried to get in then and try to say, what are all these people lying for?
See, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Jeff. I do. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm talking about the good stuff they were saying.
you missed that second hour. It was brutal. I mean, they blamed all the potato chips in this room on me.
Well, I didn't put them there.
Neither did I.
Remember, I'm not always here by myself.
What's the name of the show?
I don't know.
Jeff, what's the name of this show? Tracy and Friends?
Tracy and Friends.
Yeah.
That's right. She's
like Obama. She trying to blame
I don't know anything about it. I don't know. It was George Bush.
Bush did it.
She did the Obama thing. Did you hear? I didn't do it.
First I ever heard of that.
Right. I heard it on CNN just like everybody else. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Tracy, I want to tell you that I was listening, and I want to make you feel better. I was eating chocolate-covered almonds while they were ratting on you about your chocolate chip. Or your chocolate chip or your potato chips and all that stuff. I thought, you know, they got to quit beating up on her because here I am. I can't even call because my mouth is full of chocolate-covered almonds.
There you go. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm here not to beat up on you guys, but to empower and encourage you guys to do healthier things, right?
Well, B17 was my other question. That was the question I had, Tracy, then. I just wanted to know.
B17, Laetril, right? From like apricot seeds and things of that.
Right.
Yeah, that's been used in a Gerson cancer therapy and all that. B17 can be very beneficial, but, you know, it depends what you're using it for. You know, some people are like, well, I got cancer and I'm going to take B17. I think that would be unwise thing to do. I think it would be better to come to the office, have an assessment, have your body measured to see what your nutritional assessments are, look at the integrity of your spinal alignment, look to see if you have any allergenic foods, and actually, measure you for any kind of type of heavy metals, things of that nature, then actually put you on a plan. Because, when people have, whether it's cancer, chronic fatigue, diabetes, or just general fatigue, whatever it may be, sometimes they're paying attention to what's going into the body but not what's going out. So in other words, some people aren't properly digesting, absorbing, and eliminating properly. That's why I highly encourage people to go on a detoxification program and take things like dual phase detox, which is a custom formulated drugless prescription to help detoxify your body in conjunction with that.
Hear that?
Okay. I hear that.
Yes.
Matt has, Dr. Mason, my friend Matt, has a wonderful line of vitamins, supplements. I encourage everyone to give him a call, go to his website. I take them faithfully every day. I section them out on Sundays. Me and my mom sit down with the Monday through Friday boxes and section out my vitamins. And I only take one prescription drug, and that's for my MS. Outside of that, I don't take anything else. I have, in the last two surgeries I've had in the last 2 months, they have given me pills to take, and I have not had to take any pain pills.
Mm.
None.
Mm-hmm. You can just give them to me.
No, we ain't going to jail, Larry. I told you I'm allergic to jail.
Also, you know, if Bonnie is still on the line, still listening, I would encourage you, if you aren't doing so already, to definitely supplement your diet with vitamin D3.
And you can buy that where?
At MasonWellness.com.
Very good.
You want to be taking, most adults can safely take between 5 and 10,000 units a day. A lot of people think that's a lot. I've been taking 10,000 for a day, and you need to get your vitamin D level checked. It's very critical. Just optimizing your vitamin D is decreasing your risk of many cancers by 50%.
Huh.
There's many benefits for vitamin D, and nine out of 10 people that walk through my door are severely deficient in it. It's huge.
Huge.
Okay. And do you treat teenagers and children too? Can you do the same thing for them too?
I treat them as young as being in the womb. So in the womb,
okay.
Out of the womb.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All the way up to the grave?
All
you're
the way
like
to
Julia.
The grave.
He's like Julia. I take them from birth to death.
Right.
And I will say this. Dr. Mason's office, it's out in Warren. For those of you who are down in Southern Columbiana, it may be a little bit of a trip for you, but it's well worth the gas, the miles, and the time.
Well, the website I can go through.
But you get your supplements there,
just ship them too. So I just have to mm-hmm. go
Absolutely.
Up there one day to get the evaluation that you were talking about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised, but the supplements are really fabulous. But he actually, if you need to get cared for, if you need a health and wellness doctor, a chiropractor, I would recommend Dr. Mason. I really, really would.
You don't have too many fans down in Southern Columbiana.
Yes, I do.
No, you got Lisbon, Columbiana.
I got
Salem.
That's Columbiana.
Well, that's not Southern Columbiana.
What is it?
Yeah.
Southern Columbiana would be
yeah.
East Liverpool.
I got fans down there.
Who?
Where are you from?
East Liverpool.
That's what I'm saying.
Wellsville.
That's what I'm saying. I got friends.
Saleenville.
That's what I'm saying. I got friends down there.
You missed
you
out.
Friend in East Liverpool. You, I don't know.
I
friend. Plural. You got a friend.
You know what's so amazing, and I have to say it, and I attest this to such a great, great group that we have here. We go all over the Mahoning Valley, Columbiana County, Trumbull County, and it is so overwhelming, the people that hear our voice, that know who we are because they listen to our crazy show. I am so humbled by that. It is just so amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
We'll be in certain, and they'll be like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And I attest that just to having a lot of fun, and I appreciate coming into your lives every day and being here for the last 3 years. But it's amazing who listens to this crazy show. Am I wrong, Mark?
No, it's everywhere we go.
Everywhere we go.
I saw it. I mean,
yeah,
people were, and some of those folks are still listening.
They're still listening.
They're
in.
Still
I
listening.
Mean, and I appreciate them, but it's a really amazing because we have a cross section like I don't think of any other show in America.
Yeah, this. Yeah,
we got a weird show. We are how America should be.
That's right. You know, I know everything, so that, you know, that takes
no,
care
no,
of that.
No. Mark,
yeah.
Mark knows it all.
I know it all. But that's
yeah,
next
no,
Thursday.
Y'all
know
it all. Mark, come on now.
You made Jeff was going to chime in on that.
Mark knows it all. No, Mark knows it all. Jeff knows everything.
Mark, he didn't know about the alkaline acid thing, and I'm, you know, I just wanted to throw that out.
Sweetie.
I don't want to lose my position.
Know, honey, darling, you know everything. Mark knows it all. So between the two of you.
But now I know about the alkaline.
Yeah, we got
so,
it covered.
So, you know, I had that little deficiency in my vast array of knowledge, and, you know, now it's been filled. I can sleep good tonight.
So Mark now still knows it all, and Jeff still knows everything.
I know it all, plus a little bit more.
But Jeff
still
knows
everything. That's why Mark
knows everything.
Hero.
That's first Jeff.
And Tracy is Obama's twin. I know nothing.
I know nothing.
I heard about
Bush's
it.
Fault.
And Bush put the potato chips under the desk.
I told W don't do that. I told him to pay attention. I told him, listen, you know Doris and Matt coming in on Thursday? Take him out of here. And, you know, he brought him in here. It's Bush's fault. Hey, listen, I want to thank everybody for listening.
Hey,
thank you
guys.
Tomorrow, Jeff and I will be here.
That number again because I got to call him myself. I got to get him.
Okay, what's your number, Matt?
Okay, Jeff, 330-219-6250.
Okay.
You got to go slow with Jeff. You got to go real slow.
One more time get for the slow people.
330-219-6250.
So 219-6250.
Yes.
51-500.
5-0-0. She said Jeff. She was meaning herself.
Yes. Oh. Do the show with Tracy and tell me how to speed here.
I was just going to encourage people who aren't able to come in the office or don't want to come in the office and they just want to do self-help and they're confused as to what type of nutrients to use, well, email us at masonwellness@yahoo.com and we answer each and every one of your email questions. They're not canned questions. We will go in the right direction as far as what will work best where you get the most bang for your buck for your health.
Can't ask for more than that, can you?
Works for me.
And that is masonwellness@yahoo.com?
Mm-hmm.
And you actually personally respond to them?
Absolutely.
You can't ask for more than that, can you?
No.
I could ask you to tell me when you knew about it.
No, I won't even talk. I'll do that off the air. Dr. Mason, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
It's good to see you and Mark, and you'll be here with me next week.
I'll be here next week.
I'm glad you decided to stop in and hang out with. You've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Again, the number is 347-945-5229. Tomorrow's open mic. Jeff and I will be here. God bless you, and have a good afternoon.
When the wise men
listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon.